talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Y'all ready to get this show started? It's time, y'all. It's time, y'all.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
If you have food and you have dinner, you have steak and you have a baked potato, and then you have dessert, you have ice cream, and then you put whipped cream on top of the ice cream. The whipped cream is dessert.
Kevin, you fail. You fail miserably, or you fail spectacularly. Depends on how you look at it, but regardless, you fail.
This is not your fault.
No, it's not. It's Kevin's fault.
I don't know who you mean.
Hey, blow me, first of all, and second of all, blow me. Oh, we're recording?
With doo-doo on it.
And now.
It's like a girl says she'll make out with you, but then her boyfriend is waiting around the corner with a pee-filled balloon.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, nice people who I still don't know your names and who mean nothing to me.
How's everyone doing?
Good.
I have to tell you that ever since Omaroki yesterday, I've had the worst headache.
Yeah.
It was Omaroki that did it to me, though.
I am not surprised.
I was completely fine until Omar started singing that Smashing Pumpkins song. That was what it was. That's what put me over the top. It's just the edge I needed. Painful. Other than that, we're fine. It's Thursday. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. We are on the air, and you can be too at 1-800-520-1067. That is our toll-free number to join us on the Kevin and Bean Show for What It Do, Nephew. Hey, here's a great story. Although you guys will please note, for the record, your serial killer friend Bean here, there's no death involved in this story.
Okay. All right. But possible in the future.
Well, you're just veering away so that we stop suspecting you.
Deflection.
But go ahead. Yeah.
A 25-year-old co-pilot almost killed all 113 passengers on board. See, almost killed.
Almost death. Right. Yeah.
When he tried to move his seat forward and accidentally sent his Boeing 737 into a terrifying 7,000-foot plunge.
Oh, my.
7,000 feet.
How is that possible?
He is, they have not released his name. He is a co-pilot on Air India Express. He was adjusting the seat forward, and he inadvertently pressed the control column forward, causing the plane to do, and picture this in your mind, won't you please, a 26-degree nosedive.
Oh.
That is steep.
But to get 7,000 feet, you have to be diving for a little while, right?
Seems like.
Well, here's what happened. The pilot was taking a bathroom break at the time, so the co-pilot's left alone, and he says, I'm the man. I'm running the ship.
Yeah,
man.
I'm moving my
Check
seat
me
forward.
Out. I'm going to move my seat forward. I'm styling. And apparently he panicked and could not control the aircraft, and according to authorities, could not open the cockpit door. So this just sounds like something right out of a disaster movie. The co-pilot is in there. The plane is hurtling toward the ground. Passengers are screaming. It's during dinner time. Their trays are going all over all over the inside of the plane. Fortunately, the 39-year-old captain who had just been in the bathroom for a couple of minutes used a secret code. I guess there's some sort of some combination somewhere on the door that you're able to use to get in if you're, you know, an actual airline employee.
Mm-hmm. If that plane is diving, that pilot did not have time to pull up his pants. That's what I'm saying.
He
ran out of that bathroom with the pants around the ankles, and he's put in the code.
Can you imagine trying to get out of the bathroom when the plane's in a dive like that, too?
Yeah.
No.
And by the way, I'd love to be able to see the printout of the thought process of the captain who's sitting there, you know, doing his business or whatever, and everything's fine. The co-pilot's got it under control. And then he's like, wait a minute. What? No. What's I'm away for 90 seconds. What?
Not even a minute ago.
Come on.
Come on. Man can't pee.
Wow.
Come on. Anyway, so he used the secret code to gain entry to the cabin, pulled the plane out of its dive. The aircraft would have broken apart if the descent had continued, which is weird because I would just assume it would just, you know, plow right into the ground and that's what would kill him. But they're saying it would have broken apart, which I don't understand. Enough about aviation to know why it would. It seems like it would hang together until it hit the ground. But
yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, the civil aviation in India said the co-pilot had not been trained to handle the situation and had no clue how to tackle this kind of emergency.
That's great. Good. That's good that he's not been trained.
Maybe not so much a co-pilot.
Yeah.
How about that?
Maybe a trainee. There's a training seat there. Maybe he sits there.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Maybe he needs
Air India? Is that the one?
Air India, yes.
Yeah, all right. Off my list.
All right.
Perhaps don't leave him alone so much
ever.
In the cockpit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, ever.
So good times, right?
Yeah. All right, time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0
or a 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do,
what it do, nephew.
See, that story not funny if everyone dies, though. That's only funny
to you. It's funny if everyone dies. The rest of it's not.
I think what's awesome is just picturing that the few seconds that the pilot had to kind of get it together and save the plane. I love that.
I've been flying for 12 hours and I'm just trying to get a bathroom break.
That's right. All right, I believe it's a Kevin and Bean T-shirt.
You betcha.
Right? I don't have paperwork today, but I think that's what they're telling me. And 1-800-520-1067. We might as well get Danny on the air because apparently there's some gloating going on. Hi, Danny. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What a do.
What a do. Lakers lose 4 straight. No Phil Jackson championship team has ever lost 4 straight.
Move that's what I understand.
Lakers. It's Clipper time. It is Clipper time. Clipper Nation.
Now, the Clippers have won 3 games this whole year.
Clippers just won last night. They beat the San Antonio Spurs.
Which was a shocker.
Didn't we have this discussion with Dave in the office yesterday, and we all said,
"No way,
yeah, it's not going to happen."
Look, here's the thing, Danny. You could be, you could hate the Lakers, and you can say that their time is over, but there's a lot of teams that are ahead of the Clippers where it would be their time next. You know what I'm saying?
It's our time.
Like all of the other teams in the NBA.
No.
It's Clipper time.
Clipper Nation time. It's Clipper time.
All right, so what's the Clipper record now? 3-14?
No. 4.
4-14.
Yeah. It's early. The season is early, buddy. It's falling.
It's really late when you're talking about us losing 4 in a row, but it's early for you having only won 4.
Right.
That's right. That's a great point. Why is the Lakers season over if it's so early?
I'm just saying. They're over. They're done.
He is just saying.
Yeah, he wins.
Yeah, he says. All right, let me ask you one more question. Yes, Blake Griffin is a human highlight reel. There's no question
He's
about
amazing.
That. Let me ask you one more question. How many teams in the NBA, because I honestly don't know, maybe you do, have a worse record than the Clippers right now?
I think it's only one, but that's okay, though. It's early.
Okay. Except for the Lakers, where it's over. Right, okay.
Yeah. Over.
Well done. Thank you very much, Danny. Right, look, we get enough of this Clipper nonsense from the King of Mexico, okay? We don't need Danny piling on.
I feel bad for the team and for the fans and for the coaching staff and everybody but the owner, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Phil. Hi, Phil.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good.
What it do, Lisa May?
What it do?
What's going on?
Oh, man, that David Hasselhoff. Good God.
Did the show start already?
No, it started, I think, this week or next week. But I saw it on last, flipping through the channels last night.
Is that the one where he's doing the
with
cameras are following him around with his daughters?
Yeah, him and his daughters. I'm not the half. I'm your dad.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm here for you. I'm here because I'm your dad and I love you. No, you're here because you're a damn drunk and you're broke.
Yeah, there's that too.
Hey, get off him.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
You heard him.
I said, I can't wait to see it too. I think Sunday, I want to say, is when it debuts.
That's going to be it's going to be bad enough to enjoy, right?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Probably. It'll be a hilarious joke.
All right. I hope so.
I don't know, Kevin.
All right, well, you guys have a good morning.
Thank you, Phil.
You too.
Thank you, sir. You too. Hang on for your t-shirt if you want it. I know you've said in the past, Kevin, that you don't think the celebrities are allowed to make fun of themselves. They can't be in on the joke if they're the joke, right?
Well,
but don't you feel that that's what Hasselhoff is all about?
No, not at all.
Oh, you don't? You don't think he sees it?
No, not at all. Did you watch the roast of him?
I did not.
I mean, he came out singing and he thought that he was being crowned king. He really, he really did think like everyone, I know there's jokes being made about me, but everyone is celebrating me. And he really, I think, totally believed that it was his like biggest day ever and was excited and I don't think he gets it at all.
Okay.
But don't you only roast the ones you love?
That's what I've heard.
I don't know. I've never roasted. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeMicho, shall we?
What the f*** are you doing? Are you professional or not?
No. We have some Miss Double Decembers coming in, including...
Yes, we do.
In about a half hour.
Excellent.
We have Ashley coming in.
That's a good group of Miss Double D's this year, by the way.
I agree. We have another one. Daryl
Lee, strong contenders
coming in a little bit later on today. We have Kate Bosworth on the program.
Yeah.
Talking about the Warrior's Way. That's basically the story of my life.
Hey!
We're going to talk about you if you have a super hot sister or brother. Because that's got to be rough. I mean, let's be honest. If you have a sister or brother who's super hot, not that you're attracted to them, although that would be some interesting calls as well. But your life, you know, you show up at things and they get all the attention and...
And standing next to them, you look worse than you would if you were just standing there by yourself.
Maybe you're just fine on your own.
Right.
But they're so high.
Yes.
That you look like a dog.
Khloe Kardashian.
And by the way, that probably is something that you've dealt with your entire life, even with perfect strangers on the street when your mom and dad had you out. You know, the attractive kid, the really good-looking kid, is the one that's always going to get all the attention.
Oh, look at the cute little baby. Meanwhile, the other one's going, hey.
Oh, you got a chimp too, huh? Neat.
We have Rapping McRapperson on the program today.
Doing the producer. Lord's work.
He's the producer of the Wing CDs.
Yep.
So we can't wait to talk to him. We have Adam Carolla on the program today.
Yeah.
We have Marissa Miller on the program today.
There's Mike. Mike's been very quiet today until that moment.
This is a pretty full show. I don't know if we're going to have time for it all. And we have tickets for the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Yes.
Both nights. So that's coming up today. We'll take a break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next. Yes. Not a song that helps you wake up.
It does, because you gargle with Listerine when you get up. It reminds you of good oral hygiene. So Listerine, you get up and you just swish it around, and then you're good for your day.
All right. It's world famous K-Rock at 5:53.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday, the first of several Miss Double Decembers, joining us in about 15 minutes or so. First, though, Ralph Garman, how was your morning?
Oh, never better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Meet anyone on the road?
Running a little late. Detained by an officer of the law.
Oh, is that right?
Just for a friendly chat? We need to have a conversation.
Right?
Sharktopus fan? I think he recognized you when you drove by?
Yeah, I think he was a big Sharktopus fan. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was yanked off the deck of the boat and pulled into the ocean. I know. In that extent.
Speeding?
What happened? No, Kevin's going to love this one especially.
Not speeding.
No, here's the thing. I pride myself on being a really good driver.
Everyone does.
I know everyone does, but in this particular case, I happen to be a really good driver. Right. I practically never speed. I always use my indicators. I am an excellent driver.
Okay.
And when I saw the flashing lights of the motorcycle officer behind me, I truly was stunned. I could not imagine what I could possibly have done.
So you're going through the Rolodex of what?
Jeez. First, naturally, I'm thinking, do I have any drugs on me? That's the first thing that runs through my mind anytime I see the police. And
What do I need to keister?
What could I possibly have done to cause him to pull me over?
So now, by saying that, you give us a hint that you weren't on the phone and you weren't texting, right?
I am never on the phone while I drive. I do not text while I drive. I make a point of that. I really go out of my way to be a safe driver.
Right.
All right.
Especially because the car that I drive is an intention-getting car.
A big look at me.
I am above the radar when I drive around.
Yes.
It's a giant banana yellow.
It's not banana yellow. It is Grabber Orange is the actual name of the color. It is an orange.
And it's loud.
Loud racing Mustang. It is a limited edition special Mustang. Not to talk about it too much, but it is a replica of the 1970 Mustang, the Boss 302 that won the Trans Am race for Parnelli Jones. And Parnelli Jones and Steve Saleen got together and they made this replica car, and they only made 500 of them. So it's kind of a collector's item.
All right. So the cop liked your car?
Well, he did, actually. Okay. We found it afterwards.
Fine.
But it turns out back in 1970, they didn't have any room for a front license plate on your car.
Uh-oh.
And they pulled me over because I didn't have a front license plate
on the freeway,
5:30 in the morning.
No, this was coming down Highland.
Wow!
At 5:30 in the morning, he stopped me to give me a ticket.
He had nothing to do
for not having a front license.
You know, I've gotten a ticket at the parking at the airport.
Yes, more than once.
Where they have to get out of, you know,
that's why I thought you would especially appreciate it. Because I wasn't parked someplace where the guy could just look at it and slap me with a ticket. He had to go out of his way to hunt me down and pull me over and give me a ticket for that.
I don't understand, Ralph, because you bought the car in California. Don't they put front license plates on all new cars they sell?
They don't, and this is a replica of the 1970 Mustang, which didn't have the front license plate bracket. So now I have to screw holes. I have to drill holes into the body of this collector's edition Mustang in order to put a front license plate. Well, I got to get this thing signed off or else this ticket won't go away.
What'd you do, Kevin?
But just put duct tape on it. Put it on. I'm not kidding. Put it on. Get it signed off. Take it back off.
And then just get another ticket over and over and over again?
That's what Kevin does.
You think the guy's going to say, oh, duct tape, sure, that'll work. Fine, no problem, I'm signing off on you.
Well, no, who does it? I mean, who's going to fix it?
I don't know. I got to talk to somebody. All right. Well, I got to talk to Lightning because he's the resident gearhead. He's got to know some solution for this, right? They must make some sort of bracket that can mount underneath the car
or
something. I imagine
there's a lot of people that don't want to drill, especially if they have something that's a classic.
I mean,
you don't want holes in something that yellow.
It's orange.
You know what I mean?
But the thing is, after the guy comes back, he goes, wow, this is a really nice car. You know, I had a 71 Mustang with the original.
Don't you make small talk with me.
He says, this is beautiful. I said, then why do you want me to drill holes in it if you think it's so beautiful? Well, maybe get somebody to sign off on it who'll just do it, maybe.
What?
And it's like he's telling me after the fact ways to skirt around.
So he was writing you a ticket and telling you that you really don't have to do it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a BS ticket, by
the way.
That
is a BS ticket.
That is way bogus.
Oh, it just
way
ruined my morning.
But by the way, I don't want to eat up all of your showbiz time, but while we're talking about it, maybe this is an interesting topic for a phone-in one day, too. My wife got pulled over the other day because the police officer had two English bulldogs at home and wanted to see her. She was out driving around with Linus the other day, pulled her over for no reason. There was nothing. There wasn't even a hint of a ticket or infraction. Just, hey, I wanted to meet your bulldog. I'm a big fan.
But wait, did he say those words?
Yes. I have two bulldogs. I had to meet your bulldog. He's so awesome. Oh. And they chatted about bulldogs, and that was it. I swear to God. No, hey, I pulled you over because of this. Oh, by the way, that's a cute dog.
And so she's sticking to that story?
Yeah. And then they had to go to a motel to work out some paperwork. Sure I didn't understand that part of it at all. But
you get in the back seat of my cruiser, and we'll talk about dogs.
We'll take care
of things.
Wondering,
doggy style. It just made me think maybe because your cop was a Mustang fan, maybe he in particular was tuned in. Hey, I've got to get a closer look at this car.
I wonder if that was part of it. I would have been happily shared Mustang stories with him.
No, that's
but
not
I
don't mean because
go
away
with a ticket.
He could have given him a warning.
Right.
That's what he said.
You know, you really should look into this. Look, obviously the guy was just doing his job, and I respect and appreciate all the work the police do.
But there are some tickets are more bogus than others.
Come on. Yeah, and no I understand question. It's the cameras, right? It's the red light cameras. That's the reason you have to have one in the front, so they take a picture of you go through one of those red light stops that has a camera on it. They can you know, nab you and stuff. I get that. But seriously.
I don't put one on my car so I can back up after a shooting. And then no one can identify my car.
See, you're the reason that I got a ticket. People like you.
I throw it in reverse and then nobody can ID the car.
Yeah, so I'm a little cranky this morning.
All right.
He was a nice enough guy.
Nope, he wasn't. If he was a nice enough guy, he would have said,
he really liked
warning.
My car. He really liked my car.
Yeah.
Well, wow, I had the shaker, scoop and everything, too, on mine. It's
now drill holes in it.
I've never seen one so yellow.
Orange.
Whatever.
All right. If we have time for some showbiz news, let's get to a couple stories. Kim Kardashian.
Wendell.
Yes.
Apparently going back to her old tricks. You know, she was dating that model, Gabriel Aubrey. Mm-hmm. People had seen them at Lakers games and whatnot. Everybody said, oh, look, she's dating a white guy.
Yeah, that was odd.
He's pretty fly.
Didn't you break the news to the world?
For a white guy.
You broke the news to the world, Psychobike, tweeting from the Lakers game.
I was
right
there on the scene.
All right.
I was there on the scene.
Okay, Jimmy Olsen, thanks for your input. Apparently, she's going back to her old tricks, though. She is now reportedly dating Chris Humphries of the New Jersey Nets.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
He's got boobs. Athletes.
She likes black athletes. That's what she likes. And so friends are saying that she's got her eyes set on Chris, and they're going to have magical interracial sex. So good for them.
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez isn't just the latest judge in American Idol. She also has gotten quite the honor. She's announced her new position as spokesperson for the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Congratulations, Jennifer. She does a lot of charity work. She's the first woman to hold the title in the group's 104-year history.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's kind of nice when celebrities do good stuff and we get a chance to talk about it. And U2's Spider-Man musical, Bono and the Edge at least, has a long road ahead if it's going to be successful. The show has to bring in $1 million a week in sales to break even.
That's it? Just a million?
That's all.
A week?
Yeah.
To break even.
Right. To get the investment that it cost to mount the musical back, the musical will have to sell out all 1,900 seats every night for at least 3 years.
Oh my God. Man.
That's all they have to do. Have a sellout every night, every performance for 3 years, and they'll make their money back.
That's
not even to
that's
get profitable.
Break
even they're
point.
Even. They've made not a penny.
Right.
Wow.
So, Spidey's got his work cut out for him.
From what I've seen, it looks pretty cool. They're flying over the audience and everything.
When it works.
Yeah, but I
mean, the previews, the actors have been hung up over the audience, and they've stopped the show four or five times in the course of the evening, and there's a lot of bugs still to be worked out. So,
What's interesting, Ralph, is after that preview show that you spoke about, they went crazy at the box office the next day. The newspapers came out and said what a disaster this show is. You can't believe how bad this show is. Yeah. And then people went out in droves. I mean, they sold over $1 million worth of tickets the next day.
No such thing as bad publicity.
I guess not.
And they say there are a lot of geeks who are showing up. I mean, obviously, Spider-Man has a big following, so those people are just showing up. But how long can that last?
Yeah.
Three years?
Exactly.
I don't know. Wait and see. Today's celebrity birthdays, one of our favorite actresses, Rena Sofer.
Oh, yeah.
She's 42 years old.
So sad about her being paralyzed, though, and being in the wheelchair. I mean, I really, she's so pretty. I hate that.
Are you reaching back to a Heroes reference for Rena Sofer?
That was the last thing I saw her on. Bye.
Nelly Furtado is 32 years old today. Nate Mendel of Foo Fighters is 42. Actress Lisa Liu is also 42 years old today. And Britney Spears. Oh, Britney.
How do you celebrate for her?
How do you, really? What do you do?
You sue those people who faked your voice on that tape?
She is 29 years old today. Can you believe she's just 29?
Wow. No.
Wow, she's a rough 29.
Yeah. She is.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This time tomorrow, we will be live in Fullerton as we prepare to crown Miss Double December 2011. It's time to meet another contestant. The beautiful Ashley is here now.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Giant size cans.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
We gotta find out what that bleep word is.
I can't figure that. I don't remember.
I don't remember. Get hard if we're around pretty girls. I can't.
Every
imagine.
Day this week, we have been pleased to welcome into the Kevin and Bean Studios contestants vying to be Miss Double December 2011, and Ashley joins us now. How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you?
You look amazing for this time of the morning, by the way.
Thank you.
I would imagine that it would take several hours to put that together, but you've managed obviously to roll out of bed and look great.
Yeah, or I stayed up.
That's even a better idea.
Well, Ashley has a lot of work with to begin with, I think, so it's easy just to put on a little makeup and look
good.
That's
true. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about you. What do you do? What are you all about? What are you into?
I'm a server down in Orange County, and I also do event planning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I graduated from USC about a year and a half ago, and since then I've been interning and getting my business started for events. So,
have we ever had more college graduates in the pool for Miss Double December?
No,
I don't think so. And I don't think there's a porn star in the mix this year, which is odd for us because usually one of those shows up.
Every single one of the Miss Double December contestants are smarter than me.
Well, yeah.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Shut up, bro.
If we were at the Westminster Dog Show, that would be the case too, though, Kevin.
How did you hear about the competition and what made you decide to enter this year, Ashley?
I had never heard of it before. And then I was on the K-Rock website going to buy Almost Acoustic Christmas tickets. Mm-hmm. And I saw it. And I'm like, what is this? And I looked at it and I saw the prizes you could win. And I was like, I have to give this a shot.
Yeah. Well, if you're buying tickets for the show, that makes sense because you get to go free then.
Yeah. I know.
That's right. That's, both nights, know? Yeah.
So you have no idea who we are then.
Really. This is Mark. I'm Brian. How long have you qualified for Miss Double D? When did you get the girls?
These are God-given, so.
Those are natural?
What? They're natural, yeah.
Ralph, you usually can spot those when they walk in.
Usually can, but I was thrown. They look so perfect that I thought for sure they must have been surgically augmented.
No.
Wow. Does that mean 4 out of our 10 finalists are natural this year?
I believe.
Yeah.
That's got to be a record. That's got to be the most.
So if no one believes you, then how do you convince them?
Here we go. I call my mom. Ask my mom.
I'm just saying.
They are really pert for natural ones.
What?
Yeah, congratulations.
If you were a porn star, what would your made-up stage name be? Lady Bendover would be her name.
I like that. It's got sort of a British aristocracy feel to it.
I say, Lady Bendover, would you like some tea?
That's funny, I didn't see that.
Would you like the Whoppy H?
You should be marrying Prince William instead of that bitch Kate.
That's right.
I'm confused by two things about you, Ashley. You are an enigma to me. One is,
why? One is she's a woman.
So you got that. I automatically can't talk to her without feeling funny. Why is it true that your pictures are on the Dirty website? And if so, why?
What's going on with that? Honestly, I've been on it like 10 times or something, and I really think one of my ex-boyfriends put me up there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
someone just
really
sends
nice
in
guy.
Your picture and they say, hey, she's hot, let's put her up?
No, they steal my pictures off of Facebook or MySpace or whatever it was and just... I don't know.
Why do they call you the unicorn, though?
That's actually kind of funny. The first time I was ever...
They don't have a giant horn anywhere in your body,
no,
do you?
I'm hiding it, no.
Okay.
The first time I was ever on The Dirty, it was a picture of a sorority event that I was at, and it was fairy tale themed, so I was a unicorn. So hence the unicorn nickname.
So now, okay. So then they kind of zeroed in on, we need more pictures of this girl. So
yeah,
now
and then
got
people
a whole...
continue to send them in.
All right.
So
now, is that are you ticked off by that, or do you look at it as a compliment, or what?
I honestly don't look at the website because, I don't know, people say kind of hurtful things sometimes, but you just can't listen to it. So. Yeah.
What could they possibly say hurtful about you?
Oh, you've seen the comment section of anywhere, anything
online. Yeah,
people get very bold when they're anonymous on the internet.
They do. Well,
I you'd have to work hard to say something bad about pictures of Ashley, I think.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. No question about that. All right, and here's the other thing that I was confused about. If selected as a finalist, you'll be asked to perform in a talent show. What is your talent? Hardstyle shuffle dancing.
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about it.
And then we were instructed, YouTube it.
Because most people don't know what it is.
I didn't, and I'm glad you suggested
it. Did you YouTube it?
Yeah, I did, and it's wild.
Yeah.
So what is it? It's like Michael Jackson's Best Dancing, but taken to the next level. It's ridiculous.
It's cool. It's like a style of dance that looks like you're gliding across the floor. And it's actually a new talent of mine, full disclosure.
All right.
But I've been working on it, yeah.
It looks like hip-hop river dancing.
Sort of, yeah.
Where did you learn to do it?
There's lots of tutorial videos online.
Oh, okay.
And I've been practicing on my tile floor.
You just saw this online and said, that looks like fun. I really want to try that?
Yeah. A friend sent a video this summer, and I was like, that's so crazy.
It really is amazing to watch.
Did you also ghost ride the whip when that was popular?
No.
Anything on the internet, Ashley will do it. She's done the cinnamon challenge. She does all kinds of things.
All right. Now, is that something, that's something you'll be doing on stage tomorrow, right?
Correct.
Yes.
And are you going to demonstrate it for us today as well so we can get video for the site?
Yes,
Is it something you can do on carpet? Does it work on carpet?
We don't really have... It's not as good on carpet, honestly.
All right, well, we won't judge you on this particular. Okay. This will be just for exhibition.
Okay.
All right.
I'll give a little, little show.
All right, while Ashley is getting set up then, let me remind people that we're going to be out live tomorrow in Fullerton. You can go to kevinandbean.com, get all the details. We're going to be webcasting, thanks to Kevin's good friends over at Adult Chocolate Milk. You can come on down and be there in person if you show up early and bring a new unwrapped toy. The Marines will be down there. It's our annual Toys for Tatas competition. And, we're going to have all 10 girls on stage, and Ralph's going to be the MC, and there's going to be swimsuits and pageant questions and talents.
And ladies, I'll be wearing a tuxedo.
There you go.
Yeah, with the girls when it come out, a little eye candy for the girls, not just for the fellas.
Now, here's my question. I'm a little bit worried about this because we can't play music for Ashley unless she has her headphones on.
And if she has her headphones on, it'd be tough to dance.
Right.
Okay.
You can do it without music.
Can Mike beatbox for her?
Yes, he can.
What if I hold my headphones out towards her? She can hear the music a little bit, can't she?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Turn them all the way up.
What song should we use? We have.
That's
not an easy one to dance to,
like,
though. I don't think.
Electro. Like electro. Quicker beat. Yeah. All
right. Let's see. Electro.
Did we not prepare for this?
We are so prepared.
No, we didn't prepare. She can do it without music. I mean, she doesn't need.
I'm not going to do a full routine.
Right. Oh gosh.
So, no, we just want to see a few seconds of it, just so we know what it's all about.
Like 20 seconds. Okay.
We'll add it later.
Okay.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. Now push the hands
up.
Wow,
she's moving fast.
Up in the club. We just go pop. I'm doing my own little thing.
I could not do that.
You decided to dip. And now you are natural.
There you go. All right. Well, we will see that on stage in full effect.
Yes.
With music.
Yes.
And they are real. You can tell when she's doing that dance that they're real.
That's what
it really becomes clear to you.
That's the test right there.
Yes.
Ashley, even though you had no idea who we were until a week ago, we're delighted to meet you. And we're looking forward to seeing you down in Fullerton tomorrow. Congratulations on making it into the top 10 finalists, and good luck with the pageant tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in.
Go to kevinandme.com.
That band right there is called Phoenix. You can win tickets to see them and all the bands on night number 2, as well as all the bands on night number 1 at some point in today's Kevin and Bean show. So stick around. We'll tell you when to call and win. Of course, the shows are completely sold out, and they are happening the weekend after next. Actress Kate Bosworth joins us in minutes. First, though, this Afro call that Psycho Mike just gave us.
Yeah.
Do we recognize this voice?
Blake, 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 Blake. Griffin. Griffin. Blake, 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 Blake. Griffin. Griffin. Rookie of the year, bitches. Clippers.
Yeah, that's Dave.
Dave, the King of Mexico.
That's, why do you feel the need to call the Afterlife?
That's not me
you work here.
That's so you. That is not me. That is like, the crowd going crazy.
How long have we known you?
I don't know, too long.
Yeah, what's your voice? We know your voice.
So what? The Clippers won their fourth game out of, I don't know, about a million this year. And Dave is in here today as if it was NBA Finals Game 7 and they won it. I can't believe how excited he is over winning game number 4 this season.
They did beat the best team in the NBA right now.
It was an impressive win.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you know, their first road loss for the Spurs, given up to the Clippers. What? Say something, Kevin. Come on.
It's been a rough road if you're a Clipper fan. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's been tough.
You've had decent players, but they have never, ever gelled together as a unit. And this year, you know, Blake Griffin coming back. Last year he didn't play because of injury and everything. And poor Dave is just trying to keep hope alive. I mean, you know, that's tough.
Let's give Dave a lot of credit for sticking with the Clippers through, you know, usually you say through thick and through thin, but it's been entirely thin. It's been nothing but thin.
Everyone always gets hurt, and it's been tough, you know, but...
Yeah, because no other teams in the NBA have injury problems.
Not as bad as the Clippers.
Yeah. You know why? So, they go down and go, I can't play anymore. Oh, my knee!
It's because if they come back and play, they're playing in a Clipper uniform. So what's the incentive? So what are you doing, Dave, to help your team? It sounds like you're really on fire about this season for some reason.
Yeah, so I recorded a little message. You know the It Gets Better campaign?
Yeah, about bullying. Yeah, to stop bullying, right.
Yeah. Well,
All the celebrities have done
that. I thought I'd do one for the Clippers to cheer them up.
You would do it gets better for the Clipper players?
Yeah.
For the team?
You know, last night's win really inspired me, and I thought I would do one.
Okay. So where can this be found? KevinandBean.com?
KevinandBean.com. It's right there, and it's a nice message from me to the Clippers.
Hello. I'm Dave, the King of Mexico Sanchez. I'm a lifelong Los Angeles Clippers fan, so needless to say, I've seen my fair share of bullying and abuse. I'm here to tell all the Clipper players, it gets better. No matter how bad you play, no matter how many games you lose, there's always hope in the end. Putting on the Clippers jersey almost guarantees embarrassment, ridicule, and rejection. But things can always get better. Forward Lamar Odom started his professional basketball career just like you. It's true. He was a Clipper for 4 seasons, and after that, he went on to play for real NBA teams. Did you hear that, Clipper players? Lamar went on to become a player in the real NBA.
Wait.
He's even won championships with the Los Angeles Lakers. You see? It gets better. For close to 6 years, Danny Manning was an LA Clipper, and now he's an assistant coach for one of the NCAA's most respected college basketball programs. That's just another example of things getting better. NBA All-Star Kevin Duckworth finished his career with the Clippers, and now he's dead.
What?
He died tragically of heart failure at the age of 44. And you too can die young and not have to deal with the shame of being cursed by Clipperdom.
What?
So keep your head up, Clippers. There may be an NBA career ahead, or success in another field, or even the sweet relief of death awaiting you. No matter how bad it gets better.
Wow, that's nice.
So the only hope for current Clippers is that one day they won't be a Clipper? That's the message?
No, it's trade or die early.
Right. Anything's better than being on the Clippers,
I guess. Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 6:37.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, a very special Thursday program. Rappy McRapperson joins us later on today. He's the genius that twirls the knobs on Wings album. So we'll talk to him also. Psycho Mike, just for you, Marissa Miller, coming up later on the show.
Yeah. We got Kate Bosworth. What are you talking about?
I know. Believe me, I'm just building up to that. Kate Bosworth back on the Kevin and Bean Show, this time talking about a new film that opens everywhere tomorrow called The Warrior's Way. It looks unbelievable. Kate, welcome back to the program, my dear. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you? Good morning.
It's great to talk to you. The Warrior's Way looks, from the trailers that I've seen, it looks like an unbelievable action movie, and I don't know how you ever got talked into this, but it's way too much work for you.
I was so kind of interested by this story because it was really different from anything I'd ever read before in terms of reading the script. You know, it's really like a cross-cultural, cross-genre, East meets West, visual extravaganza. And I don't know, it's a little bit like a modern-day sort of adult fable.
Explain to people the storylines that haven't seen it yet.
I'm sorry?
Explain to people the storyline.
Well, it's it's kind of a, it's a little bit of a complex one, but I'll give it a go. it's basically, I play a character who, literally, like, the characters live in the wild, wild west in a deserted carnival village. So it's kind of already a little bit of a Fellini-esque kind of wild type of scenario. Then you have this eastern world where this warrior is coming from and sort of trying to escape his past, and he ends up colliding into the western world. And so it's literally like a eastern meets west kind of action-packed craziness.
Right. And one of the things that's so fascinating, and I love it when this happens, is one of the biggest movie stars in the world is this Jang Dong-gun, who we've never heard of, and he apparently is he the Brad Pitt of the Orient? Is that what they call him?
He literally is, though. It's crazy. I mean, I've kind of heard this while we were shooting, but we're shooting in New Zealand, so we were kind of like, you know, far away from anything, you know, that we knew to be part of our world.
Right.
You know what I mean? We felt
right.
like we were on the edge of the planet. So he would travel with like 15 people. And, I mean, when I travel anywhere to work, it's just me. You know?
Right, of course.
kind of someone I'm traveling with. So I kind of looked at him and I thought, well, he must be really important in Korea. So I kind of, you know, asked around and they were like, oh yeah, no, he's like the most famous man in Asia, basically.
So this is like a breakthrough for him, like when Jet Li started making movies over here, same sort of thing. See if he can make it in Hollywood. And this is the movie that's probably going to put this guy's name on the map for us, right?
Well, it was definitely, because I just went to Korea last week and got a little taste of what life is like for him over there. And it was the craziest experience I've ever had, in a way, in terms of dealing with fans, because we would go do a sort of a mall appearance, so there was like, you know, kind of a lot of people there, and
right.
he looked at me at one point and said, you know, right before we went on this like stage, he said, I'm going to say goodbye now, and I said, oh, okay, thinking he was just being kind of polite, and then like we go on stage, there's like people going crazy for him, and then we got off stage, and he says, okay, I think you need to run, and I turn around, and there's literally like a stampede. A tidal wave of people running at us.
Wait, he turned to you and said, I think you need to run?
yeah, I think we need to run. Like, it was like, because he's so lovely and polite. And I sort of turned around. I was like, oh my God, I've literally never seen anything like it. You know, I mean, it was crazy.
That sounds like a whole other movie you guys have to make together. That sounds awesome. Now, how's this, the whole movie's in English? This isn't a Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon type situation, right?
No, yeah, the whole film is in English.
Tell us about the amazing, amazing looking fight scenes where people are flying and coming up out of the ground, and it just looks like it's just fantasy. It looks so cool.
It is. It is very fantastical, and it's always interesting to shoot on green screen because, you know, at one point in one of the big action sequences, we were just entirely surrounded by green screen, and Danny Huston and Jeffrey Rush are also in the film, and at one point, we kind of look around at each other, and you know, the director would say, "Okay, now shoot to the left." And Danny would say, "Well, what are we shooting at?" And he'd say, "Oh, it's a ninja." And Danny would say, "Oh, well, how many ninjas are there?" And he'd say, "Oh, there's thousands of ninjas all around you." And I was like, oh, okay.
If there are thousands of ninjas, you don't shoot. Like,
yeah, what's that gonna do?
Yeah.
Try to figure out what we were looking at, you know.
It must be so tough as an actor or actress to be able to, I mean, you must be as surprised as anybody when you finally get a chance to see what it looks like when the special effects are all put in. I mean, you can't even imagine some of the stuff that they're doing, right?
Yeah, it's really kind of, I feel like I get more of an audience experience than normally I would,
right.
As an actor in my own films, but it's really, in this film, it kind of has, even though it's crazy action-packed and fun, but it has a sort of poetic kind of vibe to it as well. And, you know, I was most impressed when I saw the visuals. Like, they would very subtly, you know, the clouds in the background would start reflecting the warrior's mood in a way. And it was just that to me is when I think, wow, that's a lot of work, you know.
Now that you've done this film, do you want to just go sit in pretty dresses and drink tea for the next one? Because I'm exhausted just watching the trailer.
Oh, man, you know, like, the corsets are the worst. I want to, like, do one in my pajamas or something.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Maybe not. Maybe I'll do it in my pajamas drinking tea or something.
Well, The Warrior's Way looks unlike anything else that is in the theaters this holiday season, and it does open up tomorrow. Check it out. The great Jeffrey Rush, Academy Award winner, is in the film. Danny Huston, great actor. Our friend Kate Bosworth. And please be introduced to Jang Dong-gun.
Hi! Go see it. Thanks for joining us. It's always great to talk to Kate. Thank you.
Thanks so much. You too.
Thank you. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are we just learning this about Kevin, by
you
the
are
way?
A bad
don't
person.
Have time. We don't have time for this now.
I knew that you had a criminal mind, but I didn't know it was organized crime. Wow. All right. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Oh, everybody's talking about Britney Spears.
Yes.
And this hot, hot, hot audio that's been released from Radar Online.
Yeah.
Where she tells her ex-husband, Jason Alexander... Remember when they were married for 72 hours?
For a weekend, right?
The dude from Seinfeld?
No. Different Jason Alexander. Where they talk about the fact that her former agent and boyfriend, Jason Trawick, apparently roughed her up a little bit. And S went down.
Now, I'm having trouble keeping all the players straight. That's her current boyfriend, right? Is that the guy she's with now?
Oh, is it Bean?
Tell me. I'm confused.
He's asking.
No. They were dating.
Okay.
And apparently, according to this conversation with Jason, she's allowing the world to believe that they are still together, but they are, in fact, not together.
Oh.
She went to see him yesterday, though, at his office. I mean, obviously, publicly on purpose to show that they're together, right?
But because he still works for her.
Okay.
Because he is her agent.
Her agent. Okay,
which
gotcha.
Which gets complicated.
Yeah.
I understand. So I brought the audio in case you didn't chance to hear it. Over it's over there at radaronline.com, as I mentioned. But here is her ex-husband talking to Britney. Now, by the way, the Britney Spears camp alleges this is not Britney.
Oh, it's not her at all.
This conversation never happened. This is some Britney Spears impersonator on the phone. They don't know how this tape got manufactured. Blah blah blah.
Okay.
So take that with a grain of salt. But here she is being all white trashy. Listen to him. The conversation between him and her. It is like lifted from the soundtrack of Cops. It's something you would hear in a trailer. Here's Jason Alexander talking to his ex-wife, Britney Spears, about her fiancé/boyfriend/agent, Jason.
How's your problems with your fiancé?
I'm not my fiancé. I already told you we're one-on-one couple.
I thought he proposed to you or something at the beach.
Before or after he beat on me?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Before or after he beat
he
on
beat
me?
Beat on me, yeah.
That doesn't sound anything like her to me.
Really?
It doesn't to me either.
Really? But it's hard to tell because there's so much processing on
it. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it sounds like Jason has a microphone up to the earpiece of his own phone. You hear him completely clearly.
Yeah, maybe that's true. It, yeah.
But it sounds exactly like her to me.
I thought it did, too.
All right.
Here they talk about, she talks about the fact that they're not together anymore.
It's not true. It is true that he did that, but it's not true that I accepted it. And right now, we're not together. And I did go ahead and change my number on him, so we're not talking. But he does still work for me, kind of like on the down low. I mean, my dad knows about it, but, like, my dad does not want him around me right now. My dad has a shotgun, and he's just waiting to use it.
My dad has a shotgun and is just waiting to use it.
Said right. Someone who's not Britney.
Ding, 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 ding,
the longer she talks, the less it sounds like her.
Really? You think so, too? Yeah, because it, I don't know.
At first it did, but now I don't think so.
But why? I mean.
She should have called him her pa, though. Did she call him her pa?
No, she should have.
Jason Alexander, I mean, he may be desperate for money. That may be the draw here. But he wouldn't be stupid enough to manufacture a tape like this with accusations like this that are going to get him sued and possibly arrested.
Well, that's true. But
would he?
No, I don't think anyone would make up this phone call.
Britney's camp is saying that both of these people are fake.
They haven't said. The best of my knowledge, they haven't mentioned anything about Jason Alexander.
Oh, okay.
I don't think anyone is alleging that it's not him on that end of the conversation, but just the Britney part.
It's weird.
Here, Jason wonders why he ain't in jail, baby.
But why ain't he in jail, baby?
Because I knew it wasn't public knowing about it. I didn't want to file anything for him so everybody could find out. So I just left him and changed my number.
All right, that does sound like her.
Yeah.
It sounds like her.
So she didn't file when he beat her because she didn't want the press. She didn't want the negative press and be in the center of the media circus again.
Which I can totally understand if you've been through the press like Britney's been through the press to not want to call any more attention to yourself.
So now they're trying to figure a way to get him out of her life. Her dad is trying to find a way to fire him and extricate him from their lives.
But shotgun.
Because he's got a shotgun looking to use it. And but unfortunately, he has some photos of her, apparently, that could cause some trouble in the press.
What haven't we seen?
Yeah, exactly.
My dad is going to fire him because he found out that he has pictures of us, like personal pictures, for the paparazzi, and he plans on selling them and acting like we're still together so he can get money off of it.
So it's very complicated. A big web of intrigue surrounding Britney Spears and her soon-to-be ex agent slash something. Already ex-boyfriend slash Jason Trawick.
I'm sad by this for a number of reasons. A, if the allegations that he was beaten on her are true, obviously that's unforgivable. That's the worst part. I'm sad about that. But she also seemed to really be climbing out of the hole that she put herself into, and it seemed like things have been going pretty well. She's been under the radar, been low-key.
Yeah.
Kind of forgot about all this nonsense, and I hate to see something like this come up and derail all that.
Apparently Jason's climbed out of the hole, too. So they're all free. They're all free to do whatever they want back there in the cement pond, the fancy eating table. Why ain't he in jail, baby? That's the question we're all asking. Why ain't he in jail, baby?
Bye-bye.
Speaking of jail, Wesley Snipes is going to federal prison next Thursday. We finally know the date where he has to surrender himself. He'll be surrendering to authorities in Lewis Run, Pennsylvania. Ah, Lewis Run. I have memories of Lewis Run.
You do?
No. Begins his 3-year sentence for tax evasion.
Wow, that's serious.
That is some serious time.
But tax evasion jail, I would imagine, is white-collar jail. It's probably not
as bad as
Club
some.
Fed?
Yeah.
We're hoping?
I hope so.
I hope for his sake.
I mean, I would think you're not going to be
minimum security sort of.
Like Martha criminal. Stewart jail?
Yeah, Martha Stewart jail.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. Because all he did was not pay his taxes.
Yeah.
He didn't murder his taxes. He didn't rape his taxes.
Right.
He just didn't pay them.
Yeah.
But let that be a lesson, people. Pay your taxes.
Pay your taxes.
And speaking of run-ins with the law, sad news. They finally captured Lando Calrissian.
Huh?
You remember Lando Calrissian from the Star Wars trilogy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. But he was a movie character.
Cops,
30 years ago.
State troopers finally caught him.
Caught him.
Yeah.
The actor?
No, 24-year-old Lando Calrissian Young.
That's his name?
That's his name.
Awesome.
His parents named him Lando Calrissian Young.
And then hope for the best.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
How could anything go wrong if your name's Lando Calrissian?
He has spent 5 years on the run.
Wow.
State troopers finally arrested him Monday in connection with a 2006 gang-related shooting incident. He was living at home in town. I'm sorry, living at a home in town, and police believe the homeowners were helping him out and hiding him after the shooting. That's for 5 years he's been hiding.
Wow.
So he will get, Lando Calrissian will get his preliminary hearing in 2 weeks. Tragically, Jabba the Hutt's still at large.
Larger,
yes,
even.
Yeah.
I would be willing to bet there are thousands of people in this country who are named after Star Wars characters.
You know, we should do a call-in topic of you're named after a movie character.
That would be cool.
You know,
it would be cool.
Thousands of those.
Yep. But well, I mean, just Star Wars alone, I guarantee there's a ton of Luke and Leia's because of those.
Of course.
Movies.
How many Lando Calrissians do you think there are?
Probably not too many of those.
I'd like to know how many are named Jabba.
I bet there's some Yodas out there too.
Sure.
I bet there are.
I'm Lando Calrissian Young. I surrender. Darth Vader.
He's only surrendering to Darth Vader.
Thanks. Yes.
Please have to put on it.
He had no choice. He had to give up Han Solo. He had no choice.
I don't believe it.
It's true.
Nope.
And they put poor Han in carbonite. Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Lucy Liu is 42 years old today. Lucy Liu is 42. See what they did there?
So hot, too, by the way.
They didn't
so
really hot. Do anything.
That's true. It just kind of happened.
It just happened.
Nate Mendel of Foo Fighters is 42 years old today as well. Also, Rena Sofer is 42. It's a very good year to be 42.
It is.
Nelly Furtado is 32. Oh. And singer Britney Spears. Oh, why ain't he in jail, baby?
Why ain't he in jail, baby?
She is 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
We have our 10th and final contestant for Miss Double December 2011, pardon me, already. Coming in just a little while, and you can go to kevinbean.com and cast your vote. And don't forget, you can join us tomorrow in person if you want to see the pageant. All those details also at kevinbean.com. Also, Marissa Miller next hour.
Oh, my God.
Right now, though, we want to talk about two hot chicks and one not so hot. The Kardashian girls are on a book tour. Now, has anyone gotten a look at this book yet? Has anyone seen what this is all about?
No.
What could they have written a book about called Kardashian Confidential with a K?
I don't know. But this is my whole theory of when I go to the mall, I park next to a better car than mine. And that way, if somebody's going to steal a car, they won't steal mine.
Okay.
But by comparison, that car next to me is much better. That's the problem with an ugly girl that has a hotter sister.
Two hotter sisters. That has a really hot sister.
Yes, but in this particular case, it's Khloe Kardashian.
Right.
Right.
And Kim Kardashian. I mean, come on now.
That would be brutal.
It would be tough for anyone to have Kim Kardashian as a sister.
Right.
Because
it's
obviously,
a tough comparison. A, B, you're going to not measure up no matter
She's the sun and you're the moon, basically. It's what's going on here.
Right.
But the girls have, as I said, have been making a really, they're just on every channel right now promoting this new book. And by the way, you can meet the Kardashian sisters if you're in Southern California at the Borders in Century City. They're going to be there tonight at 6 o'clock if you want to get autographs from the girls.
From two of them.
Well, all three of them will be there.
Is this, I think, the View? The interview?
Yes, that's right.
From The View,
right,
where they were talking about Khloe Kardashian, and she makes a revelation about how young she had sex.
When we read the book is a lot of fun, but there are a lot of serious things in here, mm-hmm. too, and you do reveal a lot. Khloe, you said that you lost your virginity at 14 mm-hmm. with an older man. Now, that's a pretty personal story to share.
Yes, that's true. He was 18 years old, and I was 14. And I felt so disgusted afterwards. I didn't have sex again for 3 years because I was just too young for sex. And my mother and father were right that I was too young. And that's the lesson I'm trying to teach young girls. Don't be persuaded into having sex just to be cool.
That is not a pretty voice. Ladies and gentlemen, Khloe Kardashian joins us here on the Kevin Bean Show right now.
How are you, Khloe? Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
We don't mean to be unkind.
Come on and see us at Borders tonight.
Right, you're going to be doing the book signing.
Yes, we'd be happy to sign your books.
We're not trying to be unkind, but you shouldn't stand next to Kim and Courtney. It makes you look like dog food.
That's not the least bit unkind.
No, that's...
Thank you for sparing my feelings.
What he means to say is, perhaps if you do appearances by yourself, people won't be able to compare quite as easily.
But if I do appearances by myself, no one will show.
Right.
Well, there is that, I guess. Yeah. What we're interested in, we're going to take some calls from our listeners at 1-800-520-1067 who have the same kind of balance or imbalance, I should say, in their family that you have in yours. What must it be like to be the ugly sister?
Oh, first of all, I don't consider myself the ugly sister.
Right. No, we're not suggesting that either.
I consider myself the really pretty brother. This makes me feel better about myself.
Do you guys have anything to eat? You're not even a pretty brother.
Do you guys have anything to eat?
We don't.
Usually when I do an interview, there's a spread.
Yeah, is there?
Yes.
We don't have a spread. Sorry.
Is there a Red Lobster nearby?
I don't know.
How about a sizzler?
I don't know.
I could go for some garlic bread.
Right, could you hang on for like 10 minutes?
Remember those
and
popcorn
not...
shrimp?
Can you just eat when you get done with the interview, though? I love popcorn shrimp.
Okay.
Right.
Can we send someone out for some popcorn shrimp?
We're going to
going to be here a few minutes.
I know. I'm starving.
All right. We're going to take some calls if you have a super hot brother or sister, and it's impossible to live up to, and it sucks for you.
First of all, I think I'm just as attractive as my sisters.
Right. We're not. This is, has nothing
in
to do
certain
with,
countries.
This has nothing to do with you.
In certain light, I am
one light.
Beautiful. An eclipse.
No light.
But I'm trying to imagine, for instance, I mean, you said you started having sex when you were 14. So you bring a boy says, hey, I'm going to get me some of this Khloe, and goes back to, you know, you and your parents' house or something. And then they walk in and then they see Courtney or they see Kim. And then all of a sudden they have to, I mean, they must be trying to ditch you as fast as possible, right?
No, I was the one that always got attention from the boys.
All right.
Even I can't pull that off.
This isn't true.
No, it isn't.
You walk in the house,
that's why
you
I was
see
putting
Kim.
Out at 14. I had to do something to compete. For God's sake.
Sense.
If I couldn't be the pretty one, I could be the slutty one.
Well, there is that.
And the big one.
And there's nothing wrong with being the slutty one either, by the way. So I can't imagine.
You have
a hot dog
or anything?
We don't have food right
you
now.
No food. You have a vending machine?
Yeah, we have a vending machine.
I would like to eat the vending machine.
All right.
Now, let me ask you, Lisa, because you're very attractive. I don't want you to misinterpret what I'm saying. But you have a younger, hotter sister. Was there ever a time when you guys were growing up where it was a little bit competitive and maybe she got a little bit more attention than you even?
Yeah, that happened. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Plus, she's got, you know.
Is that why you became
those.
The slutty one, too?
She's
is that why you're the slutty
totally.
One, too?
Totally.
Is that why you're the slutty one, too?
Yes!
Okay, I didn't hear you.
You're not by yourself, Chloe.
Lisa's sister's all canned up as well, by
the
way.
Yes, all canned up. You know what I mean? There was that
like canned
as well.
Food?
No. I'm talking about big boobs.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
I don't know what
that
would be.
Are those your nuts?
Yes, those peanuts.
Can I eat your nuts?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you can have whatever you want over there.
I'm starving.
All right, somebody walk Chloe out to the vending machine while we take a break. When we come back, we want to take calls from Kevin and Bean listeners. You are in a family where there's an extremely attractive sibling, and then maybe one who doesn't necessarily have to be ugly, just in comparison does not look good. That's all we're talking
it's
about.
It's not
here,
a
right?
good AB. You don't. When you stand next to your relative, you look like dog meat.
That's right.
And they don't let you out during hunting season.
I don't think we have to add that.
I have to wear a orange vest everywhere I go.
At the Christmas card photo session, your parents want you to take the picture. That's what we're talking about here. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls. Chloe, you want to stick around and talk to some of our listeners, too?
Absolutely. I have some advice for them.
I bet you do. When we come back on the Kevin and Bean. Thanks for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show. Very special day. The beautiful Khloe Kardashian is here with us today in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Were you able to find some food in the break there? Did you get something during the song?
Yes, I had to eat a kitten.
What?
Oh, that's awesome.
Fine that. With the kitten. Your parking lot's full of them.
It is, I know.
It was. It was like a buffet. I took the orange one. That's my favorite flavor.
Here's the topic on the table, Chloe. Not that we were inspired by you and your sisters when we saw you being interviewed on the Today Show this week, but you next to Kim and Courtney, you do not compare well, my
How
dear. I'm
dare
sorry.
You?
Well,
I'm stunning. Lamar loves me.
By I'm yourself, sure you would be fine, he said, lying. But next to Kim, that's
I'm
a bad...
pretty next to Lamar.
That's true, too.
All right. Okay. So 1-800-520-1067. We want to talk to people who have the same kind of looks imbalance among siblings. You've got a really hot brother or sister, or you are the really hot brother and sister, and
yes,
it makes the other's life miserable.
I'm the hot sister.
Right. Let's start with those poor girls. Yeah, poor Kim. Yes. How does she even get by? Let's start with our man Martin. He is on line 5. Martin says that he is Matthew McConaughey. Excuse me, his brother is Matthew McConaughey. He's Jack Black. Martin, what's going on, dude?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
Dude. What it do?
What happened in the looks department?
It was ridiculous. Ever since high school, girlfriends would come over just to come check out my brother.
Oh, that's brutal.
Why does God hate you?
It was just my personality turns him out. But his looks are incredible.
Yeah, now let me ask you this. Are you guys, do you look so different that there have been questions as to whether you have the same father?
I think so. Some people are like, no way, you guys can't be related. But other people say we look exactly alike. We look at each other, you know, this guy's tall, handsome, toned down. I'm a little bit on the stockier side, dark hair, short. You know what I mean?
So Matthew McConaughey is trying to be nice to Jack Black is what's happening here.
Is your brother single?
No, we're like...
Are you trying to go through Martin to get to his brother?
Yeah, that's why I try to take him with me everywhere I go. We were at Big Bear snowboarding, and they offered to buy him drinks.
Oh, wow.
He wears his cap down lower, so it works even more to his advantage.
Sure.
Wow. Chloe, do you have any advice for our caller, Martin? It sounds like he's got a little bit of a rough road there.
Well, here's the thing. I'm looking forward to seeing Gulliver's Travels, so congratulations, Jack Black.
See, there you go. There's a Jack Black.
Got that going for you.
Martin, you sound like you got a great personality. Thank you very much for calling. It's a good thing you got a great personality, too, because that's all you got. All right, let's try Alexandria. She's online, too. She is the hot sister. This
all
should
right.
be interesting. Alexandria, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Easy, Chloe. Sorry.
I'm good. Well, I'm the hot sister, and my sister looks like Snape from Harry Potter, but with a mohawk.
Your sister looks like who?
Snape.
Professor Snape.
Snape from Harry Potter.
But with a mohawk.
With a mohawk. Yeah.
She's doing the best she can to look as attractive as possible.
Is she wearing
a mohawk.
Is she going out of her way to embrace ugly?
I'm not sure. I don't know, but people have thought she was my boyfriend or my brother.
Oh.
So
she's
an attractive guy.
She just quit even trying because it's easier for people to go, well, she doesn't even do anything, so.
Right. Well, that way she's not. It's not a level playing field, exactly.
Yeah.
Is she of the Ellen DeGeneres persuasion?
Yeah, she has had girlfriends in the past.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Oh, so, Chloe saw right through that one.
But Alexandra, you sound like you feel bad when it happens.
Well, I do because, I mean, like, it's my sister, and I'm kind of hoping she doesn't hear this because in addition to being ugly, she also is very strong.
Yes, that's right. Us ugly girls are very strong.
Wait, you said you were ugly, Chloe?
I meant that girl.
Right.
That other one who gets mistaken for a guy.
Thank you for the call, Alexandra.
Alexandra, real quick, if we're just being honest, if it's just us girls here, though, it's awesome being the hot sister, right?
Oh, my God, yes. I stand next to her, and I look amazing.
There you go. That's what I thought. Fantastic.
Do her lesbian girlfriends ever come over to look at you?
No, but I have taken one of her boyfriends.
Oh,
wow. Alexandria!
Wow.
I thought,
oh, you're not right.
Bitch! All right. Thank you very much for the call, Alexandria. Let's talk to another one. Lori is in a similar situation on line three. I think she may be the ugly sister, though.
Uh-oh.
So we get the flip
not
side of the coin.
Not the ugly sister, just not the crazy hot one.
Yeah, that's right. You tell him, ugly sister.
Wait, let's ask.
I'm not terribly ugly.
Let's ask Lori.
No, you're not.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being great, you're a 2?
No, I'm not that ugly. I'm kind of in the middle.
You're like a 4-5?
No,
5-6. 5-6, right. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I tell them, too.
That's 3-4. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so listen.
I'm like a tall blonde, like a blonde olive oil. So I'm like skinny.
Okay.
And my sister's totally curvy with the cans and the tight ass. She's a personal trainer.
So scale of 1 to 10, she's a 9 or a 10.
She's a definite 10, yeah. And
what's her number?
Why doesn't she call it instead? Yes, go ahead.
She doesn't have a boyfriend right now.
And you do?
She should.
Because you're the slutty. You're the slutty one.
You have to be the slutty one if you're not the hot one.
I'm the smart one. I teach chemistry, so I'm kind of the dorky, nerdy science.
I'm very turned on right now.
Sure. She lets her hair down in class.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys ever go out together? And if so, have you had that situation where somebody's come up to the table and only wanted to talk to her?
We can't even go out together. She gets hammered, really hammered, and I, being the older sister, end up being the one to take care of her.
She's so
dorky, I don't even go out.
So she gets all the attention, and she gets hammered, and you have to take care of her.
But the good news is, with your background in chemistry, you could mix up a poison and put it in her drink.
I could.
Trust me. That's very satisfying.
All right, Lori, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
Chloe, I don't know what to tell you about this, except maybe just spend more time with Lamar and less time standing next to hot Kim and Courtney. That's the only thing I can recommend.
And I look petite when I'm next to Lamar.
That's true.
And he always has candy, which is why I love him.
Something else you guys love about each other.
Here's the message, though, I think if we had to summarize.
It gets better.
It gets better.
It does get better. Listen, real quick, Chloe, thank you for coming in. We want to give away some tickets for the Almost Acoustic Christmas night number 2. You've been hearing about this concert. It's coming up a week from Sunday.
Edible, the tickets?
No, they're not.
Well, they do get you in,
though, to see Phoenix, Vampire Weekend, Brandon Flowers, The Black Keys, Temper Trap, Neon Trees, Florence and the Machine, Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, and Broken Bells all on one big lineup. If you want to go, you can call right now at 1-800-520-1067. We are looking for contestants for a game we haven't played in a long time. I know it's one of your favorites, Kevin. Does Kevin know? You can be the contestant when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Adam Carolla, This Week in Rage, coming up later on today's Kevin and Bean Show. We'll meet another Miss Double D 2011 contestant and the beautiful Marissa Miller coming up. First, though, got to go give away some tickets for night number 2 of the Almost
So Acoustic. Angry?
He's furious at her because she's not with him, I think.
Yes.
She's wasting her life. Yeah. First, though, time to play one of our all-time favorite games. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's Does Kevin Know?
Yeah, this is great.
Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? Well, there seems to be some doubt. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out. Well, we know he has some knowledge, but it might be pretty small. He thinks he went to college, but he really can't recall. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out.
I think part of the reason I enjoy this game so much, Ralph, is that's such a great theme song.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites.
Eddie Cantor.
Look, I don't have any problem just playing the intro and outro. Here we go.
Disclaimer, Kevin, before we explain how the game is played, anything you want to tell us about?
My mind is not good.
The guys found out that whatever it is, the arm that can reach into your mind and pull out a piece of information that's there when you need it, that arm is broken. So I got a lot of knowledge in my head, and when I'm put on the spot.
Yeah, too much knowledge, I think.
It's one of those things. Here's the thing where I know everyone can relate. You come up to a person and you don't know their name, but you know them way too well to ask their name.
Right.
That's the but I have that times 100. So if I'm not looking at it, I can't recall anything. And so these guys like to make me feel bad, so they do this.
Sometimes when you're looking at it, you can't recall it.
That's correct. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's bring Matt on. He's contestant number 1, and that'll give everybody an idea how the game is played. Basically, we're going to ask a question and ask Matt whether he thinks Kevin is going to know the answer. It's as simple as that, really. Matt, are you ready to play? Ready to hear your question?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, so Kevin is now in the secrecy booth. He will not be able to hear the question. Here's how the game is going to be played, Matt. Tomorrow is the day, as you know, we're going to be live down in Fullerton, crowning Miss Double December 2011. The question is going to be, does Kevin know the first name of the current Miss Double December 2010, who we've spent the last year with? Do you think he'll be able to come up with her first name, which is Danielle? What do you think?
Yeah, I think he will know.
You think he will know that?
Okay. What do you think, Ralph?
I think, I think no. I don't think he will.
Lisa?
Nope.
I'm going to say nope as well, even though we've had her on the show like 20 times.
Matt is bucking the trend, but we'll see what happens.
All right. Go ahead and bring Kevin back into the room. Hey, Kevin, how was your nap?
It was good.
All right. Tomorrow, as you know, we're crowning Miss Double December 2011.
I heard Ralph, F you.
We're crowning a new Miss Double D tomorrow.
Yes.
My question is, do you know the name of the current Miss Double December? Miss Double December 2010, what is her first name?
I believe that's Danielle.
Wow!
Nice.
Did you Matt said you would know
he
it.
Did.
Yes.
Well, that's, right. Matt was the only one who said yes.
Matt, that's a dangerous, dangerous guess. I'm glad it worked out for you.
Paid off.
Hang on, my friend. You are in the drawing. Lisa, will you please keep track of who wins? You are in the drawing to win tickets for night number two. By the way, we should mention the advice is always guess no, right?
Yeah, that's the safe bet.
In general, I really can't come up with stuff.
Matt took the long shot and it paid off.
How about that? All right, let's try Steve now on line two as we say goodbye to Kevin. Steve, you ready to play Does Kevin Know?
Of course I am.
Like all of us on the show, Kevin mourned the loss of the great actor Leslie Nielsen, who passed away this week at the age of 84. Does Kevin know the name of the police officer that Leslie Nielsen played in the popular series of Naked Gun movies? He's a huge fan of those movies and the Police Squad TV show, as are we. Will he remember the name Lieutenant Frank Drebin? What do you think?
Kevin will know. Yes, he will.
He will? You think he will? Wow, these guys are bold. I'm
giving him credit.
I'm saying no.
No.
You guys both say I think I'm kind of with Steve on this just because he loves the Naked Gun movies so much.
Okay.
I don't think he'll get the first one, but no.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. Yeah. All right, let's bring Kevin back into the booth. Hey, Kevin.
Wow, it's so weird to just sit here and like watch people talk about you. You know what I mean? Like Ralph laughs and then Lisa chuckles. I'm like, F you all. I don't even know the question.
Kevin, we're talking about how we all are mourning the loss of the great actor Leslie Nielsen, who died this week. The question that we want to know if Kevin knows is the name of his character in the very popular series of Naked Gun movies and Police Squad TV show. Who did he play?
Name of the character.
Drebin.
That's half of it.
Come on. Detective.
No.
Detective Drebin. Frank!
No.
Yes. Is it Frank?
Oh. Frank Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
Come yes.
Oh, you are correct.
F you all.
Steve.
Steve. The answer.
What did you say,
well,
Steve?
Dud, Steve.
Steve said yes?
He said yes.
Yes.
He said yes.
He said yes. As did I, by the way.
I have faith.
Another bold move.
Never have faith in Kevin. What's wrong with you?
Kevin's cheating.
I really think he might be. It's like, can he hear what we're doing?
He definitely has his headphones all the way down, and he is not
I'm not cheating.
We've got to get him out of the room. I have to put him in a dry cleaner bag over his head.
I don't like Kevin when he's smart.
I'm sorry.
It's no fun.
Let's see.
Let's try Asila, line three, please, our next contestant, to see if she can get into the drawing.
Asila has a job where she has worked with people like Kevin before, so she has an advantage.
How dare you?
Asila, you really you work with adults with disabilities?
Yes, I do.
All right. You got a big advantage here then. All right, say goodbye to Kevin. Here's the question. Tuesday on the show, we welcome the band Cake into the Kevin and Bean program. They talked about their new album coming out in January, and they performed two songs live for us. Will Kevin remember the name of the two songs they performed live on our show just 2 days ago? They did Sick of You and their biggest hit, Long Skirt, Short Jacket. Will he be able to come up with those names? What do you think, Asila?
No, I don't think so.
He was in the room with the band while they were performing. I'm just reminding you of that.
No, I don't think so.
You say no. Ralph?
Yeah, she's absolutely right. Kevin doesn't remember lyrics or names or titles or anything.
Yeah,
Lisa?
I'm with Ralph.
Yeah.
Hells no. Yeah. Absolutely not.
This might be the only slam dunk question of the day.
All right, let's welcome Kevin back. Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Remember that band Cake that was on our show 2 days ago?
Yep.
What two songs did they perform live on the air?
Oh, song titles. You're killing me. They did Short Dress, Long Coat, Jacket. Short Dress.
I think
we'll give you that one.
We'll give you that. Long Skirt, Short Jacket. Is that song, right? Yeah. They did that one.
And Sick of You.
Unbelievable!
Wow. Oh my god!
What? Unbelievable! And you said no, Asila, right?
Oh, oh man!
You made the right guess.
I'm sorry.
We
all said no. It's not your fault.
We did all say. How did you come up with that? You haven't been able to remember the name of that cake song one time since it went on the air.
No, that's why. Because I make a joke. It's like I don't like you, or I'm angry at you, or whatever. So then, when I finally heard it, then it registered.
Wow!
All right. I'm sorry, Asila.
Thank you for playing. Then we only have time for one more contestant. Unfortunately, it's going to be Andrea on line four to see if she can get in the drawing.
I think we need to discontinue this game. It's not fun anymore.
We may have to. You know
Kevin
too much.
Too smart. Well, or the questions are just too smart. Easy. Yeah. What's going on here?
We'll have to check this again at least once.
All right. Say goodbye to Kevin. Andrea. Kevin has seen all of the Harry Potter movies on opening weekend, including the current one in theaters now, The Deathly Hallows. He's a huge fan of the series. Does he know the names of the actors who play the series heroes? Will he be able to tell us the actors who play Harry, Hermione, and Ron? What do you think?
Of course he does.
You think he's going to know Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint? He's going to come up with all that.
Oh, Andrea. I hope you're right, but
I love the movies and I couldn't do it.
I got to say no, because you're asking for a triplet of things and names. Oh, it's right in Kevin's wheelhouse of death.
I think he'll know Daniel Radcliffe. He might know Emma Watson. There's no chance he knows Redhead. There's no chance he's going to come up with Rupert Grint. All right, let's bring him back and see what he says. Hey, Kevin.
Hello.
How'd everyone vote?
We're not telling you.
All right.
I'm telling you.
Kevin, you love those Harry Potter movies, right? You've seen them all?
Yes, I have.
Big fan of the films?
Yeah, they're great.
Can you name the actors who play Harry Potter, Hermione, and Ron? You've seen them in six movies now.
Yeah. Daniel Radcliffe.
Yes.
Harry Potter. One.
That's good enough, right?
Nope. Two others. Hermione all three. And Ron is what we're looking for.
Hermione's name is...
Come on, dude.
She's way hot, way rich.
Yeah.
Way young, way pretty.
Emma Watson.
Oh, yes!
Oh, my God. That's two.
And who's the other one?
No. She said yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
She said you'd be able to come up with Rupert Grint, which is the one that I knew there was no chance in a million years.
Insane.
You'd
there are a lot of times where I could go, yeah, I knew that, and I should have gotten it. I didn't. I would
never knew Rupert
You would have known that one.
I'm sorry.
All right, Andrea, I'm sorry you were not in the drawing, but thank you for playing. Who will win the tickets for night number two? It's either going to be Matt or Steve. What do you got for us, Lisa?
I got Matt.
All right. Yeah. Matt, congratulations.
Awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're coming to the show. Thanks for playing.
Does Kevin know? Well, I think we all found out.
Congratulations to that band Black Keys, by the way, nominated for a Grammy last night for Best Alternative Music Album, and well-deserved, terrific band. All right, Ralph Garman is here to fill this beat.
Breaking news.
What?
Breaking news. The U.S. lost their bid for the World Cup in 2022.
Yeah, F you and F soccer 2022. God damn.
I'm just driving Ralph crazy.
Like, we're not even going to be here in 2022, trust me.
As a nation or as a people?
No, some global apocalypse that's going to happen, so don't worry about it.
All right. The event will kill us or whatever?
Yes, exactly.
Ralph's got the showbiz, and then the beautiful Dara Lee will be joining us. She is our final of the top 10 finalists for Miss Double December 2011, and she's coming in.
That Dara Lee, by the way. We may have saved the best for last.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Good.
She's from South Africa, like your girlfriend Charlize, by the way.
Yes.
What's up with that?
I wonder if they know each other.
They know how to show down there.
Everyone must know each other, right?
Sure.
She's from Jayburg.
Johannesburg?
Is that how they say it?
Jayburg?
That's what they call it.
Okay.
Oh, we'll wait until she gets here and we'll see whether they call it Jayburg or not.
Right, but I'm saying
you
shouldn't.
But you're not from there.
You shouldn't call it Jayburg.
I grew up in District 9. You kidding me? I have to hang out with the prawns. I know all about that neighborhood.
All right,
let's talk about some tickets I have to give away before we get to the show business news. Special advanced screening of The Fighter. Outstanding feature film starring Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale and Melissa Leo and Amy Adams. What a cast.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
You do not. I don't believe it. December the 9th, it's happening at Paramount Pictures. You get to go to the lot to see the movie. That's pretty cool. Movie is open in select theaters Friday, December the 10th, but you'll see it before anybody else if you're one of the first five callers that gets through at this number, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call if you'd like to see The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg. I want to see it.
Oh, yeah. It looks great.
Looks real good. All right. Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Jennifer Grey, winner of Dancing with the Stars. It's been announced that she is undergoing the knife this week to fix the ruptured disc in her lower back that she got while competing on Dancing with the Stars.
Ouch.
She needs back surgery.
I heard that it was like an athlete. They had to totally pump her up full of drugs just for her to be able to compete on that last night.
The finale, yeah. She didn't think she was going to be able to compete, but they were able
to give you like steroid shots,
numb her enough and give her roids to get her out there, and she competed and won, which is to her credit. But
with an asterisk.
That's right, because she was on performance enhancing drugs. It's just
it's a game show,
and you're now have to have surgery because of it. That's a high price to pay.
Surgery, so serious.
This is why the producers of Dancing with the Stars are really trying to crack down on those helmet to helmet hits.
Sure,
because these athletes are ending up having shortened careers and getting seriously injured.
That's the NFL. Because of, that's not Dancing with the
Stars. Dancing with the Stars.
No.
Oh.
And by the way, this confuses me, too. You don't win the Mirrorball trophy and $100,000, right? You just win the Mirrorball trophy, right?
What?
There's no big cash prize for Dancing with the Stars, is there?
I don't believe so, no.
It's just the Mirrorball trophy. That's the only thing you're playing for, right?
I think what you're playing for is a revived career.
And, well, maybe.
And honestly. Pride. And dancer's pride.
Yeah, no one's doing it for pride.
Here's the interesting rumor. Next season of America's Dancing with Whoever...
Which is the new name, by
America's
the way, which also been announced.
Try that again.
I just don't care. Lindsay Lohan, how about that? Speaking of rehabbing your career.
Yes.
We'll see.
Wouldn't that be the thing for her to do?
That'd be
good. Would be huge.
Big gossip yesterday was that they have contacted her and they're in conversations and there is some interest on behalf of Lindsay once she gets out of Betty Ford that she could rehab her image by showing up on that show and raising her profile again.
It's certainly a way to show people that you're healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you come off seeming charming and humble and stuff, it really could work for her. Look what it did for Bristol Palin. Considering Bristol
Palin.
What did
it do for her?
Well, she's got all kinds of speaking engagements now. She's got a book deal. She's made hundreds of thousands of dollars off of this appearance.
She has a book deal.
Yeah.
Really?
A lot to write.
How to Spread Your Legs as a Teen, it's called, and so you can...
and gain weight dancing 8 hours a day.
the only Dancing with the Stars diet.
The only contestant that ever gained weight during the show.
Oh, I'm out of time.
It's almost impossible.
It is, really.
I'm out of time. Come back in an hour, because I want to play those clips of Britney Spears talking to her ex-husband, Jason Alexander.
Again. Allegedly.
They're very entertaining. Allegedly.
They're not allegedly entertaining. They are entertaining.
allegedly her. Today's celebrity birthday. Speaking of Ms. Spears, Britney celebrates her 29th birthday today. Congratulations, Brit. Nelly Furtado is 32 years old. Rena Sofer, lovely and talented actress, is 42 years old, as is Nate Mendel of Foo Fighters. And Lucy Liu.
Hi.
Hey! You know her, of course, from Ally McBeal and Charlie's Angels movies. She is 42 years old today as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tomorrow, we are taking the show on the road. We will be live in Fullerton, preparing to crown Miss Double December 2011. You're invited to join us. Come on down. Go to kevinandbean.com for details. Time to meet yet another contestant.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
She does have great cans.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my...
is winner, 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 winner,
voting is yelling, winner.
The voting
every
is
time
over.
We have a girl in, Bean, you can't do that.
This
time,
that.
The voting is closed. We have to have the competition.
No more voting.
We have to have the pageant tomorrow, and voting is not closed. No. It's open until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Okay. I'm telling you that Darlie is Qatar, and everyone else is the United States. That's what I'm telling you right now.
Thank you. It's Darlie.
Yes.
Darlie.
We asked for that, and we got the wrong one, but all right.
Naturally. 50-50 choice will always pick the wrong
That's
one.
That's correct.
All right. Let's start off with the obvious, which is those are great. But secondly, Ralph, you love South Africa for obvious reasons. Right?
I do. Because of Charlize Theron, my close personal friend Charlize.
Does everyone that's from there look like you guys?
Yeah,
honestly, there are so many blonde beauties down there. I mean,
really?
Any guy, yes, not joking.
Wow.
Especially
did you grow
in Pretoria.
Up there?
I spent half my life there, yes.
And then how did you end up in America from there?
Basically, what's going on down there is affirmative action in reverse. In layman's terms.
So a white man can't get a job?
Yeah, no, it's not like that. It's the uneducated black people don't understand that the white people aren't treating them like that anymore. So that's why it's the highest crime
tension.
Rate in the world.
Still a lot of racial tension down there.
So a terrible place to live.
Oh, it's just dangerous. Not a terrible place to live. But.
Okay, I got you. So you moved to the United States. Thank God for that. And is that where you found the doctor who did the great work on you?
These are real.
Yeah, I was going to say, those are real.
Another one? Are you kidding me? So half
half are natural this year.
Yes, that's true.
No, five out of
those
10.
Those are absolutely real, by the way.
Yeah, they're definitely real.
Yeah.
Darryl Lee. Wow.
Darryl Lee. Fantastic. Just great work, really.
I'll thank my mama later.
Yes, yeah. Please do.
You're a striking woman. You're tall, too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 5'7".
5'7", yeah, that's a good look. Yeah.
Nice.
That's a good look.
All right, everyone's just
the color
strike.
Of my bra. Pretty soon.
Very distracting. She's strikingly beautiful.
She's wearing a pink bra and a black kind of
lingerie type.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it came as a surprise because she came in wearing a sweatshirt. And then just before we went in the air, just like Superman came out of the phone booth after Clark Kent went in. It was very, very distracting.
Well, we are shooting this for KevinToMe.com, so you'll see video up later today, including the talent, which we're going to get to in a minute. But first, tell me, Darryl Lee, how you heard about the competition and what made you decide to apply this year?
Well, I'm a big K-Rock fan. I listen to most of the bands that play on your radio station, and I heard about Acoustic Christmas, and I like the fact that all these bands are doing that for a charity, especially because as a musician, I believe that music is a healer. So the fact that it can do that, it's something. Being Miss Double December, I would get to support a cause that I believe in.
Oh, that's nice.
Very nice answer, but nowhere did you mention how attracted you are to Kevin and Bean.
Yeah.
I mean, that's obvious.
You can't even choke out that line.
You don't have to now.
It's just not possible.
You ruin it, Dean. You ruin everything.
Yes.
I had in my mind she was in love with me right till then.
Darryl, do you speak Afrikaans by any chance?
A little bit.
Could you speak a little bit for me?
Yeah. Hoondit and Goeiemôre, which means good morning, which definitely is morning to us right now.
I love that. I love that language.
I speak Zulu, too.
We might need to separate.
Right. Zulu?
What?
Yes.
Give us a little Zulu.
Kubani Gamalako. That means, what's your name? And then everybody would say, Ngu, and then your name.
I'm not saying Ngu.
I'm
going
to put something in Ngu.
No, stop it. Mike.
Ngu, Mike.
Hey.
No. She's setting us up.
Ngu.
Do you speak the African click language?
Everybody asks that.
It's the best.
I've never met anybody that does, but I mean...
Yeah, she does speak it. Look at that.
Sure, very nice.
You could say you said anything and we wouldn't know.
We are talking to beautiful Darryl Lee, by the way, who you can see photos of at KevinToMe.com. If you'd like to cast a vote to get your say on who will be Miss Double December 2011, you can go to the website and do that. You had an unusual answer to one of the questions. Very different. Makes you stand out from all the other girls, and I'm not sure I like it. If you were a porn star, what would your made-up stage name be? What did you say?
I said I would never be a porn star.
Yeah. What's the rush there? Okay. What's up with that?
No, but famous last words. I mean, that means she's going first.
Right? Never say never.
She doomed herself right there.
No.
Why do you hate?
I didn't think I was going to be picked because of that answer, but I thought I could easily make up a name. Like, I can. I can make up, like, Princess Leher. Okay?
There we go.
And,
Ngu Princess Leher.
But I mean, I had to be true to myself, and
no.
I would never be one.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Brains, morals, talent. Yeah. I'm not liking this at all. Yeah, what are we going to do?
She may be above this program. That's my
better
fear.
Than us.
No,
all right. You also had an unusual talent, not unusual in the real world, but unusual compared to your competitors this year who do things like hula hoop. You actually sing.
Yes.
Is that one of your goals, is to be a professional musician?
Yeah, I'd like to make music for a living.
And you play guitar.
I do.
We were a little scared by the fact that there was some message yesterday about how you and your guitar weren't getting along. We were like, oh, no. We've got a crazy one.
She's moody.
I'm not getting along.
It's like Robert Pattinson. You're talking about a guitar like it's a person.
What the hell?
Have you a relationship, dude.
You ever tried out for American Idol, Darryl?
Yes, actually.
You have?
I have.
And what happened there?
This is what they did to me. They had me sing four different songs, and they sent away everyone in my group. And then they were like, hey, can you do Pink song? So what? That song?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not really a fan, and I wasn't very good at faking it. So.
I got you. Well, you wouldn't be a good porn star anyway, then.
Yeah, because if you're not good faking it. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
That's the key ingredient.
That's a job requirement. At least I know that, right? Yeah, right? At least I know that.
All right. You will be performing on stage tomorrow. For people who want to come down and join us, get there early. Please bring a new unwrapped toy. We're going to be back with our friends at the Rock and Roll Slide Bar in Fullerton, California, doing the entire show from down there. It's the whole pageant experience. Ralph, what are the various categories that we do throughout the day?
We break the pageant up into three sections.
There's nude.
There's not nude, Kevin. We've never had a nude section, ever.
There's Ngu.
There's Ngu. There's no Ngu section. We've got the.
I'll provide that.
We've got the interview. The interview portion.
We'll provide that.
where interview portion, where we ask each of the girls a question to try to get to know them better, and they talk about their answer extemporaneously in front of the audience.
Then there's nude.
There's no nude. There is the swimsuit portion of the competition, where the girls come out in the one- or two-piece swimsuit of their choice.
And then there's naked.
There's not naked.
Banana eating.
There's not banana eating. No. The third section is the talent portion of the show, where we will have the girls show off whatever they do best.
All right. If you can't join us in person, you can watch it online through KevinAndBean.com, thanks to our friends at Adult Chocolate Milk, and they'll be on site as well. We'll get a preview of your talent right now. We have a backing track, and you're going to sing for us a little bit here, right? Okay.
That's correct.
What song are we doing here, Darely?
We are doing Santa Baby.
Nice. Very appropriate. All right.
Now, I have to give her credit, because this was not her choice.
This was our request.
And so then we changed it at the last second yesterday. So
to make it a little more holiday themed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're sorry for that, but good luck. Here we go.
Thank you.
Santa a bitch or us? Or who was the bitch?
Just the fact that I had to make that up.
All right.
Yeah, last minute. Little bitch.
It worked.
If you want to vote
bitches
for Darely Lee, you can do so in any language at KevinAndBean.com to be Miss Double December 2011. Thank you for coming in. We'll see you down there tomorrow, all right?
All right. Thanks, guys.
We should do Miss Double D more often. You know,
every seriously, why not? Yeah. Why not?
It's the world famous K-Rock at 24 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Marissa Miller. joins us in minutes here on the Kevin DeBean Show. This is Bean speaking, and I get made fun of a lot because I have 10,000 Christmas songs on my iPod. But I love Christmas music, and this is a great time of year because the new songs come out. There's a new Killers Christmas song again this year. You can find that at KevinDeBean.com. There's a new one from Corey Taylor from Slipknot. We put that up on the website. There's a new Coldplay Christmas song.
Can't hear you.
That went up last night.
Can't hear you.
And this month also brings the latest release from Wing, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what I'm talking about.
Christmas songs like no one has ever sung Christmas songs before. Listen to a little of her and her interpretation of a song that Susan Boyle also does on her new album, by the way. Hallelujah.
Not as well, though.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
It makes you cry, right? If you're human, you cry.
You listen to that and you go, who's the guy in the booth who says, thumbs up, we got it, let's move on to the next one? And the answer to that question is always our friend Rappy McRapperson, who produces the Wing albums of late, and he is a genius and joins us back on the Kevin DeBean Show. Hey, Rappy.
Hey, thank you for the warm welcome. I appreciate that.
It's always great to talk to you. Now, last time we had John, you were living in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, and we're getting ready to move down to L.A. to pursue opportunities in music. Has that worked out for you? Are you down in L.A. now?
No, I'm in Florida. I'm in Orlando.
What's going on with you, Rappy?
Are you running from the law?
What happened?
I don't know what happened. I was staying with my brother, and then what happened? No. I don't know.
We don't really care.
All right. I care, but we have to save it for another time. All right. Sure. Refresh my memory, too. And Kevin was on a vacation last time we had you on, so I'm sure he's curious, too. How did you get hooked up with the great Wing?
Oh, my golly. I saw the South Park episode, and I hit her up on the internet.
That's what I did.
Yep. And he took another step.
Yeah, I know. But when I saw the South Park episode, and then I thought, who played that character? And then I watched the credits roll, and it said Wing as herself or whatever. And I was like, wait a minute, there's a real person. And then you search the web, you find her. But then you took an extra step, and now you're her producer.
I just sent her like a nice email saying, I would love to have you do a song, and then it just blossomed from there. It was magic.
Well, I mean, let's face it, everyone wants Wing. I'm sure Rick Rubin was in the running, Steve Lillywhite. I mean, I'm sure all the big names wanted her, but you got her because you've got that something special. But how does it work? Isn't she down in New Zealand when she records her vocals and you're in America?
Yeah. So, it's really interesting. I don't know. We just pass information back and forth through email, and then she records at her studio in New Zealand, and then we'll, and we'll send her down instrumentals.
Oh, so you send her the bed, and then she puts it on in her headphones and sings.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Okay.
And then you say, perfect.
The new Wing EP for Christmas is available on her website. If you just do a Google search for Wing Music, it will come up. And there's five songs, including two new ones. And the one that we love the most is Santa on a Helicopter. Tell us, what's the story behind that song? What can you tell us about that, Rappy?
Well, the song actually started very good. And then, well, I don't want to go into the ins and outs of it, but Wing wanted to mix it in New Zealand, so I'm not happy. Well, I'm not happy with the mix.
Not happy with the mix?
With the mix, but I shouldn't say that. But
did you write the song?
Yeah, where did it come from?
Did she write the song?
She came up with the idea of Santa on a Helicopter.
Okay, so she wanted to explain to the masses how it works today. She wanted to update the story a bit.
Yes. Okay. Santa on a Helicopter... she came up with that idea, and then I was just expanded on it.
All right.
Made the words rhyme, basically.
Rappy, I'm going to tell you, I don't want to tell you how to do your business here. You should not be backing away from taking credit for the production on this song because it's perfect. I don't care if you like it or not. It's great.
I guess with that one, I guess more of a co-production because it was mixed by her people in New Zealand, and we need to get her to America. To do like
I agree.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Right. We do. Yeah, we need to get her to America to live with me is what we need to do.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Yeah,
let's hear a little bit of a Santa on a Helicopter. You've heard us talking about it with producer Rappy McRapperson on the phone here on the Kevin and Bean Show, but you haven't lived until you've heard the magic of this new holiday classic.
This Wing is a beautiful song about Santa Claus on a helicopter. Not a traditional sleigh cart. Santa Claus
and now here's the like spoken word or rap.
Santa Claus, he visits us today, December 24th. Wow, he's coming right now in an helicopter. Not a traditional sleigh cart.
Can you pause for 1 second there, Kevin? Rappy, is she speaking the best English she can, or is she trying to sound like English is her third or fourth language?
No, she's doing good. Yeah.
She is. She's really clarifying this. We've talked to her on the phone, Bean. You know that. That's how she talks.
That's it.
All right, so here's a little bit more of that.
She lives in the front yard of a nursery. All the babies time for moms. He feeds them well if they are hungry.
Okay. Here's
all right, what's going on there?
Now, he lands in front of the nursery where the babies, and then we all hear the word fisting, and that can't be right.
No.
What, right, Rappy?
No, okay. Fisting.
And what are the words?
Anna, what is this? I need to send you the lyrics.
What are the words?
Do you remember, Rappy?
Yeah, I remember. She goes, Santa Claus comes on the helicopter, and he, spreads Christmas cheer throughout the place.
But if the babies are hungry...
Yeah.
What happens? Santa feeds them.
Feeds the children.
Wow,
feeds.
That is
okay, good.
So not
feeds. Feeds the children.
Oh, we're so relieved.
Wow, I'm relieved.
We thought we had a call into Chris Hansen and everything. We have no idea what was going on there in New Zealand.
Oh,
wow.
No fisting.
Okay, good.
Why I don't understand why she wants Santa to be on a helicopter, though. What's wrong with the sleigh cart? Do you have a conversation with her about why she felt the need to update the legend that has survived for thousands of years?
Wing has an amazing sense of humor, and she thinks of the craziest, most awesome things.
She didn't think that was funny.
She goes, it was an email, and she said, I can't stop laughing. I had this really funny image. It was Santa Claus on a helicopter. Can you believe that?
It must be just so weird for Rappy to get up and go check his email and hear from Wing all the time. What a bizarre life you have.
Yes. Well, this is how I work with Wing. I'll give you the secret of working with Wing. And the secret is Wing will call me up, and then I agree with everything she says.
That's why you're genius. That right there is why you're genius. And we can tell when we're listening. We go, whoever is giving her the thumbs up is the smartest person in the world.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Credit to you. Even though you're living off the grid and you're running from the law, you're doing good work as a producer.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Check out and your website for folks, because Rappy also has his own very successful career with some very funny songs. But I'm just saying, if they want to, it's RappyMcRapperson.com, right?
Oh, what's the... Yeah, or the... Oh, my YouTube. Go to my YouTube, you know. To YouTube.com/RappyMcRapperson. There's so many stuff and tons of Wing stuff there, and then tons of my own garbage that your viewers and audience can...
Take it easy.
Fantastic.
All right.
I hope the FBI doesn't catch up with you at least until after Christmas so you can have a nice holiday season. Rappy, it's always a pleasure to have you on the Kevin DeBean Show, man. Thanks for jumping on.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, bye. I think he might be crazy.
I love him so much.
And I believe that's his real name as well. All right, we all know how that ends. Come on now. It's a world famous K-Rock. It's 8:41.
You are listening to the Kevin DeBean Show. Adam Carolla joins us next hour for This Week in Rage. Right now, we're pleased to welcome to the program, Marissa Miller on the phone with us here on the Kevin DeBean Show. Stop it. Now, Psycho Mike, you already scared the poor woman away when she was on Loveline. Why don't you just back off and let the professionals handle this one?
All right.
Who's Marissa? That? Marissa?
Hi.
Psycho Mike is here.
Yes. Oh, you remember him, do you?
Of course, he made a very lasting impression on me.
I know he did, and we would like to, A, apologize for that, and B, distance ourselves. He does not represent us in any way.
Oh, he's awesome. He's
okay,
classic.
Then he
very
represents us well.
Thank you, Marissa Miller.
Didn't he try to get you to help him push himself into some position on the floor? Is that what happened, Marissa?
You know, he got very passionate about a story he was telling, and it just kind of evolved. And, he was on the ground. You were doing something.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay,
It's
best if we move away. It's best if we move on from that.
Anything else.
Yeah. I know. I don't want to put Mike on blast here, but, you know, you were very entertaining.
Yeah. Thanks. Understood. All right, listen. We heard Marissa Miller wanted to be on the show. We said, great, we love that. Then we heard she wants to come on and talk about football. And we thought, God damn it, could she be any more perfect? How is this possible that now you're on talking about the NFL? What's going on?
You know, it's awesome. It's actually kind of going back to my roots. I've been a football fan since I was like 8 or 9 years old, watching the 49ers. And so, I mean, it's great to have the opportunities now to do the things that I'm really passionate about. So it's been so much fun.
I don't remember people being spokesperson for the NFL. Is this relatively new, or did I just not realize it because they weren't you?
No, it's definitely kind of a new venture. We did some really cool campaign images around I went to London for the 49er Bronco game at Wembley Stadium, and I'll be doing some stuff with the championship NFC and AFC games coming up in the Super Bowl. So it's just, you know, it's a good way to, I mean, there's a lot of women fans out there, so you got to have someone to represent that as well.
I hear you.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, the NFL has never been more popular than it is right now. I mean, it is truly America's sport right now. Now, what era of 49er-dom did you grow up in? Who were the teams or the players that really captured your imagination when you became a fan?
Well, I mean, the guys that are legends even today, Joe Montana, Steve Young, Jerry Rice, Roger Craig, Ronnie Lott. And, you know, those guys, they were just amazing. So to grow up watching them, it really made me fall in love with football.
Marissa Miller has been in 7 editions of Sports Illustrated, and she's a model for Victoria's Secret, and it turned me on more that she knew the names of football players. Right, she just named like 6 football players. That just happened.
That did happen. Now, you have been a fan long enough to experience some extremely lean years as a 49ers fan, too. How do you handle those?
You know, as a fan, you got to be there through and through. I mean, what kind of fan would I be if I, you know, jumped ship when their record wasn't as great, you know? But they're getting some momentum right now. They won Monday Night Football, and I think they're kind of getting some momentum, you know? It's cool having Troy Smith. He's added, like, a new energy, and, you know, it's a bummer about Frank Gore getting injured. But, you know, it's you got to stick with your team no matter what.
Absolutely. I agree. And by the way, Kevin, you were crying like a little girl when you came in Tuesday after seeing what the 49ers did to your Cardinals on Monday night. I remember it was a miserable game for you.
No, it's not your fault. The Cardinals have been just horrible.
They've lost six in a row. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not been a good time to be a Arizona fan.
What do you guys think about the game coming up, Monday Night Football, the Pats and the Jets? What do you guys think?
That is such a great matchup, and that will be the exact opposite of how crappy last weekend's matchup was, by the way. No offense to 49ers fans, but let's face that the rest of us weren't that interested in that game, and I'm a Seahawks fan, so I obviously that's my division, so I should care. But Jets versus Patriots, that's the game, man. I can't wait to see that.
I think Patriots.
I think so too. I mean, Tom Brady, he's just, you know, he's pretty unstoppable. Yeah. But I mean, the Jets.
But what about his
Jets
gay hair? Do you think his hair is gay? His hair is gay, right?
His hair is awesome. What are you talking about?
Really? He has hair like a little girl now, Marissa.
He's got a little clip in the back.
You don't like soft flowing locks?
It's like my embarrassing pictures of my life. Like when I had that hair, I look back and I go, why didn't anyone love me enough to tell me I look like a douchebag?
Right, exactly.
Well, you know what? Tom Brady's got everything else going on.
He does.
So it's cool. If people want to pick on his hair, I'm sure he doesn't mind.
Right. And I'm sure as long as Giselle likes it, it doesn't matter what the rest of us think anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. That's true. Exactly.
All right, let me ask you this. This is the voice of Marissa Miller on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show talking about, among other things, her love of the NFL. You're a big-time celebrity, and you meet lots of famous people, work with lots of famous people. But are you a little bit starstruck when you get around actual athletes like we are?
You know, I am not starstruck by celebrities, but there's something about meeting athletes. And I actually met Jerry Rice when I was 10 years old in a mall in San Jose, and he was my hero. And right. I got to meet him again when I went over to London, and I told him the story about when I met him at Valley Fair in the San Jose Mall, and I still have that autograph. And
wow.
You know, you always hope that your hero is going to be as amazing as you imagine him to be, and he was so gracious and cool and funny, and you know, I mean, that's like the ultimate. But I'm totally starstruck by those guys.
We are prepared to offer you a job as the new sports person on the Kevin and Bean Show full time, Marissa. What do you say?
Oh, awesome. I love that.
I need help with my picks on Fridays. I'm doing terrible. I wish I had Marissa call every Friday and give me some tips.
Help you with your office pool.
Right.
We can do that for sure.
Well, I wish we had more time because I know you got some other things going on. You can go to MarissaMiller.com and find out what Marissa's got going on with the Harley Davidson, with Captain Morgan, with all of her appearances. Check her out on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, the whole deal. It's great to talk to you. Seriously, let's have you on again real soon, okay?
No, I love you guys. You guys are funny.
Thanks, Marissa. You on tomorrow.
I wish I could have figured out a way to have everyone I ever knew in high school call my home 10 minutes ago so I could say, can't talk right now, on the other line with Marissa Miller. That'd be so fun. I'd love that.
Yeah, like she talked to you by choice.
Well, you think there was a gun to her head?
No.
Captain
Morgan had a sword to her throat.
I sense mutual love.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
You always sense mutual love.
Right. I think she may have loved me even more than I loved her. That's what I'm saying, actually.
Before we get to the showbiz beat, let me just... Are you going to give away tickets?
No.
Okay. Let me just sell. We're going to give away tickets for night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. And we're going to do it by Stump Rodney. So you have to come up with trivia questions about the bands that are playing night number one.
And legendary DJ Rodney Bingenheimer is going to be in
That's
here?
That's right. Rodney, who's a DJ at the station for 700 years, knows everything about music and is unstumpable.
I thought he just liked the 80s music.
No, he's very current, contemporary. Yeah.
Does he like the 90s, though?
He hates the 90s. That's the unfortunate. That's the hole in his resume. But if you love the bands, if you have trivia questions about Brandon Flowers or Phoenix or Vampire Weekend, Jimmy Eat World, whoever it is you know,
you call up with a trivia question. Or any of the
bands on night one. Yeah, night one would be good.
Oh, sorry. Are we doing night one?
Right. So don't call with any of those bands that Bean just mentioned.
But if you have questions about the Smashing Pumpkins or Social D or My Chemical Romance or Bad Religion, Jimmy World Cake, A Day to Remember, Dirty Heads, and Berlin Switchfoot, yes, those you can call with.
Right.
I got to start coming to the meetings. All right. So call now 1-800-520-1067. Please have the answer to your question. If you can stump Rodney, you'll be in the drawing to win those tickets.
You don't even need to get the answer ready because Rodney will have the answer, I'm sure, at his fingertips.
Sure. Give it a try, though. Time for the showbiz beat.
Before I get to the show business beat, I would like to extend a hearty hand clasp of congratulations to my buddy Kevin Smith and the rest of my Red State family. We just found out we're going to be premiering at the Sundance Film Festival in January. So we're very excited about that.
That's awesome.
Does that mean you get to go?
I get to go. Utah in January.
Let's all go.
Can we all go?
Nope.
Come on now.
No.
Why don't we broadcast from there, Ralph?
Let's do it.
Let's go broadcast from there.
This would be like bringing your parents to the prom.
You need a posse.
We'll be more mortifying.
We could be your posse.
You're people now. We will be your people.
Close.
We'll carry clipboards around and say, do you need anything, Mr. Garman?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Ralph, let's broadcast from there and maybe get some of the Sundance movie-type peoples on the show.
I can't hear you. My headset here is blinking out.
Anyway.
I can't have, something's going wrong.
We don't need him to say
hello.
That's true.
Is this thing on? Hello? I'm hanging out with my movie friends. I don't want to hang out with you guys.
I see. That's
I've
what it is.
Big-time movie friends. I don't want to...
I don't blame you. All right, so if you're walking...
radio people.
I think you're making down the street with your movie friends and you see Kevin and Bean sitting on the side, you know, sidewalk having a cup of coffee, you pretend you don't even know us. You just keep on walking, right?
Of course.
That's going to happen in the future anyway.
I would stop and knock the coffee out of your hand first, and then I would keep walking.
Okay.
I wouldn't just walk by. I'd, like, kick slush at you or something. I'd have to do something.
Can we come to the movie? Can we come see the screening at Sundance?
I don't think so. Well, congratulations. We're all full up. We just sold out.
Well, that's too bad.
You haven't even gone on sale
yet.
That's
true. That's a good point.
I think the screening really, when you get to the film festival, I've been once before, and the tickets are so hard to come by.
Unless you know someone.
Because all the industry people are there looking for films, ideally, to buy and distribute, which is why we're taking Red State there. We're looking for a distributor.
Gotcha.
Smith is threatening to bring a professional auctioneer with him into the screening and sell the rights to the movie there in the movie theater after the screening's over.
Love it.
Why not?
Just auction it off to the highest bidder right there and then be done with it.
That's a great idea.
It is very funny. So, anyway.
Can't wait to see that
in
person.
Exciting. Nope.
We're going to have such a good time in Utah.
Oh, it's my worst nightmare come true.
Snow cones.
Oh, this is going to be so fun.
Lisa, we drink a Chardonnay with Splenda in it.
It's going to be the best.
Kevin will be calling people by the wrong name. Bean will just stay in the Holiday Inn. He won't even come out of the room.
Fun group.
Oh, it's like taking your just... I feel like Marilyn and you're the Munsters.
How dare you?
We were talking about something. Dancing with the Stars. And Bean was asking, you just get the mirror ball, right? You don't get any money, right? If you win Dancing with the Stars, you win $350,000.
You do.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, they sure don't make a big deal about that in all the publicity for the show.
Thanks to listener Greg for cluing me in here. But apparently, you win more money as you progress further into the show. No wonder they want to stay on so badly.
Oh, really?
So I had no idea.
Second or third place, you get money.
Everyone gets a guaranteed salary of $125,000 for participating.
Wow.
So if you're on the show, you get $125,000.
God damn it.
Then each week, there's a bonus. So you win $10,000 extra dollars for the first week if you get through.
Okay.
And then each week it goes on, the bonus gets bigger and bigger. $20,000 for week 5, 6, and 7. $30,000 a week for weeks 8 and 9. And then $50,000 for weeks 10 and 11. So,
well, how much did Bristol make then?
So she made...
Over $200,000,
right? Yeah, she made almost $300,000.
Oh, I hate her so much.
So you got that going for you.
Wow.
So I had no idea, but now we know that there's a big cash incentive for being on the show as well as the fame ball.
A lot of those people don't need that money.
No, it's the mirror ball.
A lot of those people do need that money.
The mirror ball they're all after.
Sure.
I bet you that came in very handy for Jennifer Grey.
Yeah. I mean, how many times can you walk around saying, I used to be the girl in Dirty Dancing before my nose looked like this?
You don't recognize me, but...
Ralph, you saw her 2-3 weeks ago as the guest star in House, though, right? She's still very good. She still can act.
Good actress. Yeah, absolutely.
She looked
good. She looked good on that show. We were talking about Britney Spears.
Yes.
And the audio that was posted on Radar Online. Now, reportedly, is a conversation between her ex-husband, Jason Alexander, who she married in 2004 for 55 hours.
It was like, it was a couple days, and then they had it annulled or whatever.
Yeah. About her current boyfriend, Jason Trawick, who's also her agent,
and the fact that he allegedly struck her. Now, Britney's people are responding to this audio, saying that, that's a big, long statement on her website, but basically, the audio recording posted on Radar Online this morning is purporting to be between Britney Spears and Jason Alexander. It's so obviously fake as to be laughable. Suffice it to say, Jason has never laid a hand on Britney. This is another example of irresponsible nature of the tabloid media relying on shoddy sources and false information for the sole purpose of selling magazines.
So it's true?
I'm saying yes. No. It's 100% not true. This coming from Britney's manager. So take that for what it's worth. All right. It's pretty entertaining, though.
It is.
We don't have time for it once again here, but maybe in a little while.
All right.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Britney Spears herself is 29 years old today.
I'm hot.
That's also not true, according to her manager. She does not have a birthday today.
Apparently,
she never has a birthday.
Everything is false.
Boyfriend's going to give her 29 birthday punches. Remember those? Oh. Remember birthday punches?
Yes.
You know, cute ones, just in the arm.
Sure.
One for good luck, one to grow on.
Right.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Nelly Furtado is 32 years old today. Rena Sofer is 42 years old. Lucy Liu is also 42 years old. A lot of hot babes born today.
Yeah. Right?
And Nate Mendel of Foo Fighters is 42 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show biz.
Adam Carolla joins us for This Week in Rage in minutes here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, Rodney Bingenheimer, legendary Angeles radio rock and roll DJ. How are you, my friend?
Rodney on the Rock Show, 106.7.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Yeah,
not, it's Kevin Bean Show right now.
Thanks. Brian Wilson will stop by.
That's not happening. Listen,
David Cassidy.
Give him a limo driver. Okay, Roddy. The reason you're here is because we understand that you have an encyclopedic knowledge of rock music, and that any question that any listener has about Smashing Pumpkins, Social D, Mike Cam, Bad Religion, Jimmy Eat World, Cake, Day to Remember, Dirty Hits, Amber Lynn, or Switchfoot, you'll have the answer at your fingertips because you've memorized everything about them.
And Pet Shop Boys.
Nope, well, they're not playing.
We're talking about Bunnymen.
Nope. Night number one of the Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert. If you want to go, call and try to stump Rodney right now.
Yeah, wig-wham, bam.
All right, that's Godhead.
So you go into the drawing. If you're able to stump Rodney, let's get right to the calls and start with Victor on line two. He's got a question for you, Rodney. Victor, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show. Get ready to stump Rodney.
Hello.
Hello.
Good luck.
Hello.
No one has ever stumped Rodney, so good luck.
All right.
What was Billy Corgan's first band name?
The Stray Cats.
Is it the Stray Cats, Victor?
Almost. The Marked.
The Marked.
The Marked. That's not... The Marked Cats.
Nope.
Nope.
Not the Marked Cats.
Gray Marked.
Nope.
Congratulations, Victor. You're in the drawing for the tickets. You were able to stump Rodney.
I win.
It happened.
How do you win? You came up with the wrong answer. All right. Let's try Cameron, line three. Hi, Cameron. Welcome to the show. Stump Rodney.
Thanks. What city is Bad Religion from?
Spandau Ballet.
That's not a city.
It's not a city.
What's wrong with you?
Spandau Balletville.
What? Is it Spandau Balletville?
No. It's Canoga Park.
Canoga Park.
I'm surprised you didn't know that one, Rodney. You've been a big fan of Bad Religion for a long time, but you didn't know that one, huh?
Berlin.
All right, Cameron. That is a city.
How about that?
Cameron is in the drawing. Let's try Chris, line... Excuse me, I'm sorry, Michelle, line five. Hi, Michelle. Thanks for calling and welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Stump Rodney.
Hi, Rodney. So my question is about Switchfoot. What is the name of the contest that they founded in their hometown to serve homeless children?
Okay, I don't even understand the question.
I'm confused.
Rodney knows.
A contest to serve children? What? I'm confused.
They founded a contest to serve homeless kids in their hometown of San Diego.
And what was the name of that contest?
Yes.
Okay.
The Bangles.
Was it the Bangles?
No.
Oh.
It was a Switchfoot Bro-Am Surf Contest.
There you go.
Oh.
That's a terrible question. But you're still in the drawing. Thank you very much for calling. All right. Screeners. Line seven, please. Alex joins us on the Kevin DeBean Show. Alex, hi. Stump Rodney.
Hey, what's up, party people?
Hello.
Lisa May.
Good morning.
All right. Your question is, the song Helena is about which family member to Gerard and Mikey Way from My Chemical Romance?
Kenny Loggins.
That's correct.
Right, I win.
No. It's about his grandmother.
Grandmother.
His grandmother.
Yeah. Grandmother's Kenny Loggins.
No, his grandmother's not Kenny Loggins.
Katie Loggins.
No.
Roddy, did you feel that Kenny Loggins might be related to the guys in My Chemical Romance? Is that why you said that?
All right.
All right. Let's go. Let's go to Janelle.
She's the 90s.
Hi, Janelle.
I'm the 2000s.
Hi.
Hi. Stump Rodney.
Hi, I was calling to ask my question.
Yes.
Right.
And your question
is? All right. You're Godhead.
What Smashing Pumpkin song was featured on an episode of Dawson's Creek?
She blinded me with science.
That is not.
That's not one of their songs.
Pumpkins. To my knowledge, they've never done that song.
Science.
Janelle, is that correct?
No. The answer's perfect.
All right. Perfect. Thank okay, you're in the drawing. We got time for one more. Let's
Hungry
make it Brad.
Like the wolf.
Brad is on. No, she already told you the answer is perfect. Brad is on line one. Final Rio. Contestant to try to win tickets for night number one. Stump Rodney.
Hi. Which song by Jimmy Eat World is on Guitar Hero World Tour?
Tainted Love.
Okay, again.
Why do you
Soft
say that?
Cell. All right.
Tainted Love.
Soft Cell.
Jimmy World never did that
Soft
song.
Soft Cell's Godhead.
Is that correct, Brad?
No, that is not correct.
All right. What is?
It's The Middle.
The Middle.
The Middle, yeah. You there didn't you know go. That one, Ronnie. All right. Ronnie, I'm sorry to say you were not able to answer any of the questions, so everyone we spoke with is in the running to win tickets for night number one.
Kate
Lisa, who's
Creole
our winner?
And the Coconuts.
No, we're not. No
we're
more questions.
Right now.
We're done with the questions.
Kate Bush.
Janelle
is our winner.
Bronski. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Bronski beat.
Congratulations. You will be at night number one.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
You're this welcome. She's like a half a block from her phone.
Big audio dynamite.
Stop guessing. The contest is over. Janelle won.
Belinda Carlisle.
Let's all stop Rodney now.
Yeah, wigwam pants.
You are listening to the Kevin Beach on a Thursday. Ralph's got the showbiz beat again in a minute. First, though, the hardest working man in showbiz, Mr. Adam Carolla, joins us back on the show as he does each week. You can catch him this Saturday night in Las Vegas at the House of Blues at the Mandalay Bay. And don't forget, tickets on sale now for Adam's big New Year's Eve show at the El Portal Theater in Lancashire in North Hollywood, California. What do you have? Excuse me. What do you have planned for New Year's Eve, Ace? What are you doing? What kind of big show are you putting on for the people on New Year's Eve?
That is a fine question, Bean.
I don't see Adam Carolla as a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
I see him having a lot of special guest stars,
sure.
Though.
Yeah, we basically hit up the folks, you know, the Joel McHales and the Seth MacFarlanes, and they both passed, but I'm just saying as an example.
Right.
Those are the George kind of Clooney. Guys we'd reach out to.
Right, sure.
I just wonder, Adam, in your circle of friends, when your name comes up on their call screener, do they think, oh, crap, he's going to ask me to do another live show or another podcast, or he's going to get me involved in some BS work for free? Is that what all your friends are afraid of at this point?
Yeah, you know, there should be just a special ring for once something. Like, every time my family calls,
sure.
I would hear that special once something ring. It'd be sort of the opposite of what your dog hears, like when he hears the can opener opening,
right.
And he knows it's time for dinner. But the opposite of that ring, and then you just know not to pick up the phone.
And it only rings once, too. That distinctive.
You know, they're called smartphones.
Yeah.
It seems why not really make them genius phones? And I mean, whether it's somebody wanting, you know, from the Sickle Cell Foundation, or somebody you owe money to, or some ne'er do well relative that wants to borrow money.
Yeah, they're all the same.
There should be a certain ring for wanting money, and then you just never have to pick it up.
I agree. That's another great idea.
Just go with my rule.
A separate ring for needing a ride to the airport.
Oh, yeah.
That would be move. Good, too.
And by the way, helping move ring.
Ooh, yeah. A help move ring.
Come on. That would be like your answer.
Let's get this app going, people.
You can keep up on all of the live appearances and podcasts from AdamCarolla.com. He joins us each week for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
All right, starting at three, working my way down to number one. First off, number three, the presents. New Year's and it's coming up, Christmas coming up, people buying gifts for people. Each year, one a-hole gets me the gift, which is not a gift. It's the worst gift, where they go, a donation has been made in your name to the Pasadena Animal Shelter. Well, I almost said enema, didn't I?
You did, yeah. That's a very different charity.
That I could get down with. I don't like that. I never signed off on that.
So
that's your charity.
Right, but they're doing it in your name.
Don't care. Oh. I want a new iPod. I'll take cash. I'll take some sneakers. I'll take something. I'll take McDonald's gift certificates. I don't care. I'm not. It's, by the way, first off, it's never my charity, although I don't have one, but theoretically, it's not my charity, it's your charity, it's your wife's charity, and then you make one in my name, but you never do say how much, do you? And you know what it makes me think you gave about $1.50 to the Breast Cancer Foundation.
Yeah, and then everybody at the Breast Cancer Foundation thinks that Corolla is a cheap bastard.
Well, it's in my name.
Right.
That's right.
They're going, wow, Corolla, he doesn't give a rat's ass about cancer, does he? This is a snub. Oh, and by the way, if he ever gets cancer, he goes to the back of the line.
Good point.
Yeah, in my name. I want to know how much so I can write it off, and I don't want you to do it at all. You give me the cash, I'll decide how much to give to the animal shelter or the Boys Town.
All right.
All right, number two, what the hell's going on with the Oscars? James Franco and Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, they've been
an unusual choice.
They've been announced that they're going to host.
Yeah. I don't want the host combined age to be 37. I'm not down with that. I want old school.
I hate old school.
Dig up Bob Hope and cart him out there.
But I think, Adam, I think you're right that there's a certain gravitas to hosting the Oscars. You want somebody who's lived a little bit, who's got a little bit of show business experience
boring.
And a knowledge of history, right?
And next year it'll be Justin Bieber. The year after that it's going to be a zygote. And what's this whole young thing? Like, here's the whole thing. The whole time I was young, nobody said, hey, man, you're young. We want to know what you're thinking.
Yeah, that's
you're
true.
Our most important demo. We need to capture your demo. No one gave a crap that I was young.
They were a ne'er-do-well.
Yeah, you should be seen and not heard. Get the hell out of the way, young man. And then now that I'm old, everyone loves young people. What is it? How did that work? How did I pass from young to old, and I got screwed on both ends?
Yeah, you're the fulcrum. They decide who they care about by your age.
Yes. When I grew up, it was Charlton Heston and Bob Hope are the two most important men on the planet, and Gerald Ford. All the old guys. And now I'm old, and it's all, what's Justin Bieber up to? What's up? Which is it? I feel like I really got screwed here.
You did. You got left out.
You don't
That's
get
true.
Either one. That's true.
All right. So I'm saying, you don't. Here's the deal. You don't want to host the Oscars and then get your first zit.
I think that's fair.
It's something, and by the way, then what's James Franco and Anne Hathaway have to look forward to? The Teen Choice Awards? Like, what?
Well,
where do you go from here? It's insane. I hope they do a horrible job. Even if they do a great job, I'm still going to say they did a horrible job because I'm one of those people.
All right, perfect.
And number one, Tron. This goddamn Tron movie.
Tron!
When did the first one come out? 69?
1982, I want to say,
82.
Something like that.
All right, the first one blew, right?
Well, it wasn't.
It sucked.
Okay.
The first one sucked.
Yeah.
And the second one's going to suck harder. And I'm just saying, why not come up with something original? And why come up with stuff that we know suck? Like, I understand if you want to remake something that was good, but it's a weird thing. You can't remake On the Waterfront, and you can't remake Raging Bull. But you can only remake stuff that stunk that a generation hasn't seen yet. They did Land of the Lost, the worst TV show of my childhood. They remade that movie. It blew ass. They're working on the second worst television show of my childhood, turning that into a movie, Sigmund and the Goddamn Sea Monsters. And all I'm saying is, what do you do? Just sit around? Is there some bureau that just sits around and goes, what sucked 25 years ago that we can infect a new generation of minds with? They need to be punished. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Oh, you know what? Forget about movies. Let's bring back a car. How about the AMC Matador? That was a pile of crap from 1977. Good idea. Let's bring that back. Bring back good things. Not things that suck.
You don't think there's any chance with the technology that exists today and what they're doing with movies and with a great actor like Jeff Bridges that they might be able to come out with something that's good in the Neutron?
Yeah, the chances are slim, Bean. But okay. I'm not interested because I got burned by the first one.
Yeah.
And again, Well, I got it. Why not bring back, let's bring back chicken pox. Those haven't been around in a while.
My kids
won't know what it's like to experience that. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to sit them down. We're going to watch Tron. We're going to watch Land of the Lost, and I'm going to give them chicken pox. It'll be a great weekend.
Corolla is a guy who keeps a grudge, man. He walked out of Tron disappointed in 82 and has been pissed ever since. That's what's going on here.
I want my 71 cents back.
You can keep up with all the goings-on in the Adam Carolla world at AdamCarolla.com. Again, Saturday night, Las Vegas House of Blues at the Mandalay Bay, and get your tickets now for the New Year's Eve show in North Hollywood. AdamCarolla.com. Ace Man, have a great weekend. Thanks for coming on, dude.
Guys.
Thank you.
We're going to have so much fun next month in Utah.
I can't wait. It's not even funny.
Kevin Abeen broadcasting from Sundance Film Festival in support of our man Ralph Garman. He'll be there with his film Red State. It's just going to be a blast. We're going to hang out so hard.
You're not going to stay in bug beds, first of all.
Let's stay in bug beds. Come on, everyone.
Let's all live in a house together like the monkeys.
Bug beds.
No, bug beds.
You were going to New York City. No. First of all,
it'd be like your
parents come to pick you up at the prom, and they show up in that embarrassing station wagon, and your mom's wearing a house coat, and your dad's got on smoking a pipe or something, and your friend's looking at you, dude, really? That's your
family?
But we're
colleagues.
We're colleagues
and friends, Ralph.
You're embarrassing me, Mom.
You don't need help embarrassing yourself.
That's right. I don't. So don't come to Utah. You're absolutely right. I've got it handled.
I've never wanted to go to Utah more than I do right now.
We're going to put your picture up at the border.
Let's all go
shoot
on
site.
Let's all go on vacation that day and just show up there.
I'm putting your name on the no-fly list.
You can't do that. You don't have that kind of power.
Watch me.
Wow, that sucks.
And then we're going to come to your screening and we're going to heckle you on the screen.
No more room.
Time for the show.
What Bean is talking about, we got accepted at the Sundance Film Festival, so the movie will be premiering there in January.
We'll be right there with you to support you, buddy.
You're not.
We're not we?
First of all, I'm not really worried about it because Smith and I did a giant comedy show 3 miles from here and you didn't show up. I said, I don't think you're going to Utah. Lisa May came, but no one else is coming.
So I'm going to Utah.
So there's a chance Lisa May might show up
okay,
in Utah.
But in everyone's defense, you do the Giant Comedy Show every week. There's not the urgency of being there on
but
a particular
every week
Friday
a different
night.
Show. It's every week. It's magical. It's a different show.
And every week you don't go.
That's right. We have been doing it for 4 months and you haven't
shown up yet.
Lisa. I don't think there's much danger of that. And by the way, people have been asking about that. There is no show this week. So Smith's out of town. He's doing his solo act on the road. So next Friday, the 10th, and then the 17th,
we'll be there.
We're doing a show, and then a big New Year's Eve show also.
We'll be at all three. Kevin and I will be at all three.
The John Lovitz Comedy Club up at City Walk at Universal, so come
count
see
on
us.
Us.
You're not? No? First of all, the last thing I'd ever do is count on you.
We're going to be there early. We'll be the first ones there. We'll be the last ones to leave.
Who did Ralph count on less than us?
That's for sure.
Really.
Britney Spears.
Guilty.
Maybe she's less, yes.
She is not guilty of anything. She's not been accused of anything. However, there are some audio tapes floating around on the internet that claim to be a conversation between Britney and her ex-boyfriend, ex-husband, Jason Alexander. You may remember they were married in 2004 for 55 hours. Now, her camp is denying so strenuously that I assume it has to be true.
That's usually the way it goes.
It's really impossible to tell.
It really is.
Really, when they say it's not, it's a coin flip.
Who knows?
They claim that Britney hasn't talked to Jason Alexander in years.
That could very easily be true.
Very easily. Or it could be her. So here's some of the tape. The first clip is Jason Alexander asking her about the reports that she's engaged to her boyfriend, Jason Trawick, who is also her agent, as far as we know, still both of those.
How's your problems? With your fiancé.
Not my fiancé. I already told you we're one-on-one couple.
I thought he proposed to you or something at the beach.
Before or after he beat on me? Before or after he beat on me
is what she said.
Dude.
There. Yeah.
I tell you again, that doesn't sound like her to me. That particular clip does not sound like Britney to me, but...
Well, who knows how she speaks when she's hanging out with the home folks, you know?
That's true.
With her fellow Louisianans.
And the way he asked the question was so awkward. Didn't seem like a natural progression.
Wow. All right, CSI.
Yeah, he's over there. Lisa, are you suggesting these are all actors playing the parts of Jason Alexander and Britney Spears?
Yeah.
It's like sitting in the office of Dr. Cal Lightman.
Lie to me?
Yes. Here is Britney talking about how her dad feels about the situation.
It's not true. It is true that he did that, but it's not true that I accepted it. And right now we're not together. Okay, but I did go ahead and change my number on him, so we're not talking, but he does still work for me.
kind of like on the down low. I mean, my dad knows about it, but, like, my dad does not want him around me right now. My dad has a shotgun, and he's just waiting to use it.
Yeah. That I believe.
But this girl, if it's not Brittany, doesn't sound like she's acting. Doesn't sound like she's reading from a script or anything. She's coming up with this stuff pretty easily.
Naturally.
She's
yeah,
a very talented improv actress, if this is indeed a fake.
Are we to believe that one of these is a cell phone that is being used?
I think on the conversation was recorded, perhaps on speakerphone, by Jason or whoever the man is in the room.
Because
so
I was just thinking,
speaking out loud, she's speaking over a speakerphone, and that the speakerphone has been mic'd.
The quality of it is pretty crappy.
Yeah.
Of her,
because if there's a cell phone, there is a record somewhere of whether a phone call was made. That's the only reason I bring it up. If it's a if it's a hardwired phone at the house, maybe you don't get a record of every phone call. You know, I don't know. Seems like there's a way to trace whether this call happened.
And
or
they'll
not.
Let us do that. Really?
Yeah. Brittany's people will insist on it if they're really claiming that it didn't happen.
Here's some more tape.
But why ain't he in jail, baby?
Because I didn't
want the public knowing about it. I didn't want to file anything for him so everybody could find out. So I just left him and changed my number. So she's claiming she didn't report it to the police, that if he struck her because she didn't want the fallout from the press.
Okay, but she just left him and changed her number, but he's still working for her.
But now he can't call her.
But yes, because the reason he's still employed...
Don't you fire him?
...is the answer of the fourth piece of tape, where apparently there is some photographs he's in possession of that she is concerned about.
My dad is going to fire him because he found out that he had pictures of us, like personal pictures, for the paparazzi, and he plans on selling them and acting like we're still together so he can get money off of it.
So apparently her father is involved currently in some sort of negotiations with him in these photos that he's threatening to go public with. So apparently it's a little sticky. But the personal end of their relationship, according to these phone calls, is now over. She's changed her number and moved on.
Well, weren't there rumors of a Kevin Federline, Britney Spears sex tape at one point that never came out?
There was, and we never saw it. Why ain't he in jail, baby?
Is he Elvis?
That's the more important question.
What is wrong with
that
guy?
He's Elvis. She was married to Elvis.
He sounded like
that. This is,
what are you, a expert?
This recording's also proof of that Elvis is still alive.
That's correct.
There's so many questions answered by this audio. It's excellent. Why ain't you in jail, baby?
But why ain't he in jail, baby?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Bitch.
Oh, come on.
Gold digger.
Mel, you're not even on these calls.
Even
you're not even
in
involved in this.
You
just...
bitch.
Come on, Mel.
But why ain't he in jail, baby?
Why ain't he in jail, baby? Thank you very much. Good stuff. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Lucy Liu is 42.
Wow, take it easy. You guys are going to break something.
The Kill Bill movies, she's never looked better.
That's not true.
I don't know. Charlie's Angels, Charlie's Angels.
In Payback with Mel Gibson himself.
Oh, she was good.
So hot.
Yeah,
as that,
she was
like,
pretty hot.
Nympho Assassin or whatever she was.
Yeah.
It's a good band, Nympho.
Nympho Assassins. I saw them at the Troubadour.
Yep.
Rena Sofer, speaking of beautiful girls, she is 42 years old. Apparently, she is recently seen on NCIS. That's where
she
recently worked, someone told me. I don't get that channel.
I don't either.
Whatever channel that's on.
That's the show that Bean's dad watches.
Right.
That's in the category.
You need an AARP card in order to get that network. You have to be able to scan it. It's a very complicated process. Nelly Furtado is 32 years old today. Brittany herself celebrates her 29th birthday. Why ain't he in jail, baby? Why ain't he in jail, baby?
But why ain't he in jail, baby?
Yeah, baby. And Nate Mendel of Foo Fighters turns 42 years old today.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. It is going to be live from downtown Fullerton. We are going to be at the Slide Bar. It is our Miss Double D pageant.
Yes.
Less than 24 hours to cast your vote, by the way, right?
That's right.
This hour tomorrow is when the voting gets cut off at KevinandBean.com.
Every vote counts, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, I have not been paying attention behind the scenes, but how close is it? How close is the voting so far?
The top three are neck and neck, or boob and boob, shall we say.
Okay, all right.
We don't let Bean see any of the info. That's very important.
You can also join us in person if you're in Southern California. You want to come down and join us. You can do that. All those details are at KevinandBean.com, too. We do ask that you bring a new unwrapped toy. The Marines are going to be down there collecting toys for Tatas like we do every year, and thank you in advance for bringing that. And if you cannot be there in person, don't forget our friends at Adult Chocolate Milk are making it possible for us to provide a free webcam for you so you can watch it all over the world tomorrow, and you should.
Adult chocolate milk is good for breakfast, right? That's what I'm thinking.
It is.
We're, yeah. we're having some tomorrow, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So are we having some?
Are we? As a show? Yes, we are.
Going to Utah? Will you be drinking adult chocolate milk? You lying
sack. He is
sack
a liar.
Of,
he is.
As a show, right. we are drinking chocolate milk tomorrow. That's
that
all
is,
I'm saying.
That is all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Don't go away. Cat Corbett's up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music. I don't ordinarily recommend you listen, but today, something special. Sing is the new one from My Chemical Romance. That'll be included. The new one from Amberlynn also, some Incubus, The Offspring, and a brand new Christmas song from the band Coldplay. Haven't heard from them in a while. All straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.